Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, fellow freedom lovers, those that do not wish to be slaves, listening to us across the globe on satellite, the internet at InfoWars.com, and global shortwave WWCR, and all of the great people here in the United States and Canada listening on the AM and FM dial. I'm Alex Jones. It is Friday. Thank you for joining us. There have been four new scandals, all as big as ClimateGate, several of them affecting the White House, proving more systematic, conscious, willing fraud. Of course, I didn't need this stuff to come out and be admitted to know it. They know polar bears are the best land swimming animals, best land animals at swimming. And their lies about all these polar bears being found dead, when the truth is their numbers are exploding all over the world, from Russia and Northern Europe right into Canada and Alaska. And London Telegraph reporter James Dillingpole is going to be joining us to talk about Polar Bear Gate and three other big enviro fraud gates coming up at T-minus 30 minutes. And then Al Jorgensen, the founder of Ministry, that I found to be very politically astute, going back into the 1980s, very aware of the New World Order, and of course an extremely popular band, really influenced a lot of the modern music that we see, both rock and roll, what you'd call techno, all this stuff, are really big granddaddies of all of that. And I noticed that there's a lot of people twittering around the office excitedly over the fact, I think almost everybody in the office, turns out, are big Ministry fans. And of course, a few years ago, they, with a lot of courage, came out with a 9/11 Truth album. And if you go back to the early 1990s, they had albums out dealing with the New World Order. It's about right and wrong, good and evil, sampling George Herbert Walker Bush and his world government calls. And so the founder and frontman for Ministry, Al Jorgensen, will be joining us in T-minus 1 hour. Bob Chapman, of course, always joins us. And boy, now is the time, every Friday, to cover the week's economic news and the week ahead. This is the time to have Bob Chapman on the debt ceiling, open talk of the dollar being completely devalued, the big ratings agencies that work for the private banking families holding the United States hostage, the mainstream corporate whore media that's really not mainstream anymore, the dying dinosaur media that still thinks it's dominant. Is a proper assessment, and I myself have to stop using that term, mainstream media. They are running around lying, saying, oh my gosh, the people in the House, you know, they just want America to default. No, there's a debate on how much taxes are going to be raised on who and what the spending cuts are. But the media is just like, why won't the Republicans give in and do the right thing and not have the country go bankrupt? And by the way, I'm not saying the Republicans are good either. Their plan is better than Obama's, but that's like saying, well, Obama only wants to shoot you in the head 100 times. The Republicans only want to shoot the country in the head 90 times. And Ron Paul's on record saying all of this is deck chair rearranging on the Titanic. All of this is putting perfume on a pig or lipstick. All of this is much ado about nothing. It's really a question with the Republicans and Democrats to their banker masters, how are we going to skin this republic? You know, there's more than one way to skin a cat, and how are we going to do it? And the Republican plan is just cut off a little more of the slop to the public, who are already having the slop they're being given, being less and less through inflation and other things, and pay more to the foreign bankers. And Obama says, no, let's rape more of the middle class and keep slopping the public. I'll break it down when we come back. And we've got all this other news, big TSA, police state news. It's going to be a power-packed info transmission today. It is Friday, the 29th day of July, 2011, year of our Lord. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, this is breaking news. Welcome. It is Friday. We have a very informative and information-packed Friday edition. Thank you for joining us on this 29th day of July, 2011. I got a call last night and today from a gun dealer who I've known for many years, and he doesn't want to come on air, but it deals with the ATF and what they are secretly ordering gun shops to do around the country. And, of course, you've heard that they, outside of law, are just saying, well, when you sell high-powered rifles or sell more than two, you're to call us and report on people. And, of course, that's ridiculous because you're already going through the FBI NICS system and it's already all chronicled right there. This is just about extrajudicial, outside of law. They say jump, you say how high, boss. It's called dictatorship, authoritarian command and control. But there's even more than just that going on. And we are getting the document. He's been trying to get it to me for a day. We're getting the specific document, and we should have that for you later in the broadcast today. And, of course, this is par for the course. Obama launching a war in Libya without congressional approval. Congress says, hey, we're supposed to give approval. He says, I don't care. Listening to talk radio this morning and monitoring television news and the internet news, the people are saying, Obama, use the 14th Amendment. Use the Reconstruction power that was used against the states. Ignore the Congress. Take the power of the purse. Turn us into an open empire. And the office of the presidency being the figurehead system of dictatorship. You know, fix the debt ceiling. Save us. Give us free gas, free houses. You promised. Deliver us into the international bankers' hands. Thank you for working with George Bush to sign us on to $1,000+ trillion that we don't owe, and then beating us over the head all day with it, telling us that no one's Social Security checks or welfare checks or welfare food stamp cards will stop working. Save us, oh gracious. Oh, please, the head of your economic council's working hard to fix the economy by moving all of General Electric's main operations to China like Boeing and others are doing. Oh, yes, you will save us. You care so much about us. Please, please help us. Please, please take our firearms. It will be much better once you do that. Please help us with government-run health care written by the insurance companies to force people to buy it and to have federal control over what procedures you can have, just like the National Health Service in England. Here's a London Independent article dealing with this. Cataracts, hips, knees, and tonsils. National Health Service begins rationing operations. It just goes on that you're not going to get the hip and knee replacements, unless we say so. You're not going to get cataract operations. You're not going to tonsillectomies when you need them. You're not going to get grommets to improve the hearing in children. Yeah, I mean, you don't need a hearing aid. Funding's also been cut in some of the IVF treatments for the national. It just goes on and on here. And, of course, this has been going on for many years. I remember 6-7 years ago, I played clips here on air because I happened to catch it and tape it somewhere in our labyrinth of unchronicled piles of hard drives and data tapes. But I watched debate in the House of Commons, and they would get up and in Prime Minister's questions, and they would say, Prime Minister Blair, and then they would read the name of their constituent. My constituents died 2 days ago. 19 months ago, they requested the brain surgery that is 97% operable if done in the first month. But instead, they waited more than a year and a half and died. Tony Blair, yes, I'm fully aware of that, and I'm just sorry. That's the way it is. Next question. My constituent had a broken leg, and they would refuse to fix it. It was a compound fracture. They did not do the surgery, and now they are dying of gangrene and had to have the leg removed. I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. And you get up here, and you explain to people, hey, in these countries where they have socialist health care, it is rationed. You do know that. And the big companies that are in the private rationing control, they make even bigger profits. And it's about eugenics and death panels. And they're like, shut up, you wild-eyed scumbags. Well, here's the book written by Tom Jaschel calling, you know, that if you're blind, get a cane. Or if you're got a bad knee, get a cane. I mean, they actually say that. And this is all about getting new taxes, and then the bankers steal it out the back door. It's like no matter how much money you give the VA, it all gets stolen out the back door. They don't give the troops good health care on average, worst in the world. This is how it works. And I just see these articles everywhere. And now I can play the clip. I probably played it 15 times. You can just search Bill Gates says death panels are needed. And he goes, he says, well, they aren't really death panels, but you don't give an old lady care. You can hire 10 teachers. And there's like all the, he's talking to a government group. They're like, you know, it's triggering this predator function in the brain. Hey, you kill old ladies, you get money. Of course, these fools that are, you know, 40-something years old in the audience are like, yay, you know, soon you'll be, you know, having your health care cut. And so that's how they do it. They get everything communalized, everything in a big pile, and then they steal the money out the back door, you use the control for social engineering, and then tell the public, hey, if you live just like we say and do everything we tell you, and you're part of a, quote, in group, then you might get some health care. But the bureaucrats are going to decide. And that's exactly where they want us, just like now with the debt limit. They can openly hold everybody hostage and say, go deeper into the bank's debt, or you won't get all these goodies. And then the lion's share of the, quote, debt that we've signed on to, over 90%, is not owed by the American people. It's not defense. It's not Social Security. It's none of this. Most of the tax money is siphoned off for interest on the creation of money. Since 1913, almost 100 years ago, 98 years ago, since 1913, private banks took over the issuance of currency and credit. And for a dollar to be created, a dollar of debt is credited to them. That's pretty good business if you can get it. And that's why everything is about bankrupting us. Everything is about getting us into debt, because we're going into debt to them over nothing. But now they've created the derivatives 12 years ago, over $1,000 trillion worldwide. They say the U.S. owes $600 trillion, the Washington Post reports. And why do we owe it? Because the politicians said too big to fail and signed us on to it, saying the whole economy will be brought down, total tyranny, martial law, total collapse, blood in the streets, cats and dogs living together. I'm talking about wrath of God type of stuff, to quote Ghostbusters. That's what they said in Greece a few months ago. That's what they said in Ireland a few months ago. That's what they said in Iceland. That's what they say here in the U.S. 3 years ago. And now they're right back to it, and then government gives in. And see, the public right now with this whole debt limit thing and being taught about dollar devaluation and being threatened with total default and total collapse, the public's being set up now that, oh, it was our $14 trillion in debt that we actually, through welfare and through entitlements and defense, really do owe through treasury bills to people that have bought them. It really is $14 trillion we owe. And then you find out that the city of New York, Manhattan, years ago had over $1 trillion in liquid slush funds in the comprehensive annual financial reports. You find out that there are families. Russian media estimated the oligarchs, who turned out to be Rothschild fronts, that was even the Financial Times of London, control $300 trillion, and that was a decade ago. That was 2001, a decade ago. So the bankers have created $1.5 quadrillion. They got everybody to tie their pension funds to it, to tie your real investments to it, and now they hold everybody hostage, and they keep taking us deeper down this road of give us more power, give us more control, or you will be destroyed financially. But you notice now that it's like a young woman and a guy in a parking lot puts a gun to her and he says, get in the car, I'm going to kill you. Well, honey, he's planning to take you to a shack where he's going to slowly rape and torture you over a couple months, and what psychopaths call using you up and feeding off the begging and the crying and the pleading. That's like Beethoven to these people. It's horrible to normal people. It's beautiful to them. It's the same thing for the bankers. They're psychopaths. They've interbred psychopathic traits with each other for thousands of years, and they call themselves another species, the eugenicists in all their literature, and they are. They are psychologically and spiritually. It's like the Morlocks and the Eloi. H.G. Wells admitted that was a analogy or a parable of life. And you're blind to them, just like a woman. The guy puts a gun to her, and she gets in the car, and you know she would be better to scream and yell, and he might even pump a round into her, but generally they don't want to get caught. They'll let you go and run. Or even worse, guy pulls up in the yellow Volkswagen. It's Ben Bernanke. Hey, get in with me, honey. I'm wearing a suit. Guys in suits are safe. You get in the car with him, and next day you're chained down, and he's biting chunks out of your back. You see, and so that's what they're saying. They're saying, you know, get in the car. Well, we're now in the car, and they pulled a gun out, and they're saying, now, listen, you're signed on to our derivatives, or I'm going to shoot you. Well, you better just knock the window out of the car. You better try to jump out. You better attack him. You better grab the steering wheel. You better run it off the road. It doesn't mean that you're going to be able to even get out of this now, but at least you're going to run the car off the road, and he's going to have to shoot you, and you got a chance of getting away. Or you can go to the shack. And I know America, just like with Nazi Germany and the Soviets and the Chinese and all of it, you want to go to the shack. And you're not going to wake up till Ted Bundy, a.k.a. New World Order, has been raping you for about 2 weeks and biting chunks out of you and putting cigarettes out in your eyes. Now, I know that's what you're really looking for, and I know you like government killing 200-plus mil last century, and so you've allowed it. Because you won't admit these are psychopathic, hardcore criminals. Okay? Only a full awakening to the full nightmare gives us any chance of beating these people. And that's why I don't mince words and I don't play games. And that's why I don't even worry about my own life, my own name. I don't have fear. You know why? Because I realize it's all a trick. It's a game. We don't have a future. They're already jacking our water, our food. Most of us are dead already. The studies are showing most of the women being born now have got dead eggs. You think they're sterilization now? Wait till about 10 years from now. While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
Is where you used to play. It was an inside job by the well connected. Your middle protest.
You see, it's a mathematical, societal, historical fact that if you allow corruption to grow and if you get rid of checks and balances in government, whether it's Rome, Germany, or the United States today, that you will be absolutely and totally and completely enslaved. Because even if you have moderately corrupt people that get away with corruption, over time, the more avarice-filled and cunning get into all of those positions. And then you get a Mao, a Hitler, a Stalin, a Fidel Castro. And we've seen Hugo Chavez transform completely into a lying dictator. With staged elections and arrest and the shutdown of political speech. And there's a flotilla of laws I'll get to later in the broadcast where just outside of law, they are shutting down free speech, total internet tracking. I happen to have here, and to my knowledge, no gun dealer has put this out. We actually have the ATF letter directly from a gun dealer known personally to yours truly, where they command them to surveil and report on their customers outside of law. And this is basically indentured servitude. It turns them into confidential informants. And so you're ordered to be their informant, similar to some of the sections of the Patriot Act where they order you to surveil people and then not tell anyone. And then if you find out that the FBI has broken into your house without a warrant under sneak and peek provisions, then you can't tell anyone that they've broken in. Well, that's basically what this is. The ATF saying, you now work for us. You're like a crack dealer we've busted. And it's outside of law. And if this is put up with, if people don't stand up against this, and I got to tell you, you know, it even takes courage in this police state for the gun dealer to give this to me. And it's a testament that these letters haven't come out to date. And that tens of thousands of gun dealers have been sent these in the last few weeks, and that none of them have the courage to even leak it. I mean, you need to see the gun dealers come out and say this is illegal together, or next they're going to be telling you to do even more, like they did in Phoenix and other areas where the government comes in and says, hey, you are going to ship guns to these people we tell you to and videotape the whole thing. And the people are like, well, I don't want to do that. And they said, you better do it. And they did it. So this is all part of like the mafia coming to your grocery store and saying, you're going to start paying me a cut. And instead of beating the person's brains out with a baseball bat, there's not a lot of mafia in the South and Texas and places, because in the past, people would kill you. In the North, folks put up with it as soon as immigrant populations came in from Eastern and Southern Europe who were accustomed to that, and the predators would prey on people that had been taught how to bend over. But here in Texas, you come into somebody's place, they don't care, they're just going to kill you. I mean, in the old days, my grandpas were nothing special. They weren't the toughest guys in the world. Well, maybe they kind of were, but the point is, you know, they were the types of people that just, if somebody did anything to them, they were very nice and friendly. You were going to get your head stomped in, and if you pulled a gun, they were going to kill you. Now, that's what old Texas was. You see, now in America, the mafia comes, the bombers of Oklahoma City, and they tell people to do this, and everybody just grovels. We need to legally do something about these criminals that have been caught shipping guns into Mexico to now blame the Second Amendment and execute this. Now, I got Ted Anderson here, and Dillingpole's coming up, but I have to get him on about 35 after, because I've got to cover this financial news with Ted at the end of this segment, the start of the next. GDP at 1.3 growth, that's a complete joke with Cook numbers. But with inflation, I mean, that means we have a negative growth rate of about 8%. Gold soars, Dow plunges, Apple has more cash than the U.S. government, exactly how the bankers wanted to position us. Consumer confidence at two-year low, Q1 crashed to just 0.4. And again, they're teaching us right now that the dollar's going to die and we're going to go into a depression because we didn't raise taxes. We're all being taught how it's our fault and the global crash will be the $14 trillion we owe, not the $1.5 quadrillion created by the bankers. And I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up here today with a Friday gold deal that's going to run through the weekend, but also to talk about the economy. But Ted, before we go to break, people need to protect themselves. Gold and silver, it's only gone up. You bought it months ago when it went down a little bit. You're running out, and it's already gone up some because you're selling stuff that, you know, you bought as it went back up. It's time for folks to take advantage of the gold and silver deals and protect themselves from the banksters to some extent. I know folks wish they would have bought silver when it was $5 an ounce, or gold when it was $300, like I told you. You know, now, Ted, tell us where gold and silver are right now.
Yeah, gold hit a high today of $1,633.80. Silver hit a high of $40.49. I mean, gold has hit a high it's never seen before now. It's getting to be comical out there, Alex, what's going on economically.
All right. Stay there, Ted. I want to come back and just briefly give folks the different silver and gold offers you've got today, and it will all go up on Monday, so I would advise everybody to not wait. Get involved in gold and silver right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Okay, we have gotten the secret because it's not been released, and they're telling the gun dealers not to let the public know. Now, the ATF comes and says, hey, we don't have a law, but we're going to order you that you cannot sell somebody more than two guns in a week, two or more guns, and then you have to call us like it's a crime so we can then go harass them at their homes. And this has now begun. I've talked to people who, of course, are scared, who go buy two rifles because they're on sale at Academy, Walmart, local gun shop, whatever the case is, and the ATF and FBI come to your house. If you buy, now it's even 500 rounds of ammo, they're coming to your house. Like, you're a criminal, and they're saying, oh, because of the carnage in Mexico when it was the government that shipped the guns into Mexico. So they don't care they got caught running this false flag against the Second Amendment. They're going ahead with it. And I was given this document by a Texas gun dealer who I know personally. I'll leave it at that. And I've got Aaron Dykes back there doing a report on it. We got James Dillingpole coming up, popping in to talk about four new climate gates. The one of the biggest is Polar Bear Gate. Also, NASA's had to admit that the heat is going out of the atmosphere into space, and it's the sun. The Hadron Collider found that it's true that it's ions out of space that are causing cloud nuclei and are mainly associated with heating. Again, It's premeditated fraud from these people. And the whole house of cards is falling in on them right now. So we're going to be talking to Dillingpole in a moment. I want to go back to Ted Anderson. Ted, market plunges at open on GDP debt issues. That's even a cooked GDP number of 1.3 because they're using cooked inflation numbers. If you average it for real inflation, we're down, gross down by negative 8. Economy grows at sluggish 1.3. Consumers pull back. Ahead of Obama's jobs councils, moving jobs and economic infrastructure to China, including their giant multi-billion-dollar-a-year x-ray business. In fact, now we're hearing that a lot of the naked body scanners are going to be China-made. You got to love it, man. Frying us in microwave ovens made in China. And then it just boggles the mind sometimes to realize that this is going on. So that's some of the financial news we've got. I want to get into what Ron Paul's been saying about all of this a little bit later. But briefly, Ted Anderson, what are today's gold and silver offers? I want to be very clear for people. I am proud that I've been promoting gold and silver for 14 years. And in that time frame, again, silver's gone from $5 to over $40. Gold's gone from 300 and something to, what is it now, 1,600 and something today, exploding upwards. And it's not that gold and silver have really gone up. I mean, I've got articles here today where all over the country they're robbing every form of scrap metal, bronze urns at thieves steal 100 bronze vases off headstones at cemetery. There's grave robbing going on, railroad rails being jerked up. I mean, this country's in a depression. And you got almost 50 million people on food stamps. That's 50 million in soup kitchen lines every day, but it's digital, so they're hiding it. And it's all been planned. And I just hope people will get into gold and silver today. So, Ted, tell folks the gold and silver you have.
Yeah, right now the francs are at $354. Of course, you get Bob's full year subscription for that. It like brings us to about $975 gold. That's like almost half a spot. British sovereigns are at $444. Alex, that American Dream video. I was listening to a show on the way in. They're talking about, well, why don't we just pay the principal off? Why are we just talking about the interest on debt? You can't pay the principal off. It'll cause an economic crisis. It'll cause the depression like you've never seen before because we have to continue to go into debt because it comes through the bank. It's simple as that. You need to have this American Dream video. People are crazy not to order this thing. Right now, $85 gets you two silver dollars. You know what's happening in the silver market right now. You get the video and it's like a presentation that's entertaining. At the same time, you understand the system by the time it's done, and you're going to be able to hand it off to your friends and they'll want to watch it too, just because it's that kind of entertainment. And, you know, it's like that, I don't know, it's one of the best tools I've found to wake up people that I have out there. I want everybody listening today to order it.
And Ted, because of inflation, real inflation and commodities going up, thieves strip live copper wiring from 14 schools in town. I see this every day. Start of school year threatened. Two men arrested for stealing guardrails from roadway. Thieves ransacked D.C. firehouse. And meanwhile, the government's telling us inflation's not up, we're not in depression, and crime isn't up. I mean, there's robberies happening at coffee shops I go to, restaurants. I mean, here in Austin, there is crime exploding. They're raising taxes, laying off cops. The cops that are left are writing tickets for revenue generation. This country is going to hell in a handbasket, and Obama's answer is go deeper into debt with the bankers by signing on to their derivatives. Now, we've got the deal where you get two silver dollars, the free book and free video and shipping. That's an insane deal. Folks should get the American Dream package, as it's called, because that's the name of the film. But what are some of the gold and silver coins? Then we're going to James Dillingpole. What are some of the other special radio listener specials that you're going to hold through Sunday night?
Well, very popular is the American Eagle right now, currently at $1,744. The bags of survival dimes, they're the old junk silver bags. They're currently right now at $3,083. You got to realize it almost takes 31 dimes, old new dimes, to buy one constitutional silver dime now. That's how bad things are getting. There's a lot of things that I have right now. I would just call the British sovereigns and the francs are nice because they're small and they're, you know, it's more of a smaller piece of gold you can use to trade for groceries, this type of thing. The big 1 ounce coins, I mean, right now they're at $1,700. Alex, when we first started working on them, they're closer to $200. You know, back then you could buy, it bought a lot less. Now it buys a lot more. You need fractional pieces. So probably the franc at 354 is the best buy.
All right, Ted. Well, the toll-free number for folks to call to take advantage of this deal is 800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And there'll be brokers there throughout the weekend. If you want to get silver, you want to get gold, tell them it's the radio specials. Those are the best deals you're going to find. And there's a whole plethora, a roster of special deals they've got, but all the deals are great. 800-686-2237. Thank you so much, Ted Anderson.
Yeah, thanks, Alex.
You bet. Oh, Ted, I almost forgot. So what is gold exactly right now? I know it soared to all-time records again today, breaking its records of last week, but what is it right now?
Well, let me just refresh here real quick. I'll tell you where it's at. Presently right now, gold is sitting at 1,624, and it's seen a high today so far of 1,633.80. Never seen that price before yet. This is the highest it's ever been.
All right. Thank you, Ted Anderson. Okay, shifting gears for the balance of the hour. I'm going to be honest. I can barely think right now after reading this ATF letter. Where did my ATF letter go? I mean, I just want to run out of here and go shoot a special video and write a news article about this because this is so incredible. But that's coming up. We've also got Al Jorgensen, the founder and head of the mega successful rock band, techno, trance, whatever you want to call it, the granddaddies of so much of the modern music that's so popular today, of ministry, is going to be joining us for a full hour coming up. We'll cover the waterfront with him. Going to London Telegraph writer, best-selling author, his new book's out, Watermelons, The Green Movement's True Colors. I would call them banker melons because they're communists that communize your wealth to give to the offshore banks, but it's always a Soros behind every great commie. Polar Bear Gate. And I've got a report here. There's three other big breaking things that show total fraud and lies. I mean, basically, they say, give all your money to Al Gore and kill yourself and the earth will be saved. So Al Gore can have, you know, some more 20,000 square foot houses. But this Polar Bear Gate goes right to the White House. And I want to break it down. I mean, you know, the hoax that polar bears can't swim. Well, now it's that they can't swim long distances. This has all been exposed as a calculated fraud. And James Dillingpool joining us. Break it down, please, sir.
From this point of view, there's a guy called Charles Monnet who works for the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management Regulation and Enforcement. And this guy has been in charge of a budget worth around $50 million. Now, how did he get to be put in charge of this budget of $50 million? Basically, in 2004, he came up with this amazing report which showed that these polar bears had drowned. Apparently, they'd been exhausted by swimming too far away from the landmass, and it was all somehow to do with man-made global warming. And this story was picked up by Al Gore. You remember how he used it in his propaganda film, An Inconvenient Truth. There was that graphic of a drowning polar bear, you know, again, killed because of man's greed and selfishness and global warming. And then it led to the polar bear being declared a threatened species. So this guy, Charles Monnet, was instrumental in having the polar bear declared the poster child of the global warming movement. You know, the polar bear was the symbol of everything we were doing wrong.
And even though in Arctic areas their numbers have, what, doubled in the last 50 years, and they're known as vicious 1,200-pound rats that are just running around everywhere.
It's true that in the last 50 years, the polar bear population has increased fivefold.
I'm sorry.
I think it was about 5,000 50 years ago. It is now estimated to be around 25,000. Now, I do not call that an endangered species. I call that an infestation. I call that almost vermin. I call that a polar bear problem. But no way is the polar bear in any any danger.
It's the same thing with bald eagles. They teach kids they're almost dead. You go on a cruise to Alaska, and I think the bald eagle's a neat bird, but they take you to the dump on tours where you watch them eating their favorite food, diapers, and they literally, you'll see 20 of them in a tree, 10 of them in that tree, eating all the fish. It's just bald eagles. I mean, growing up in Dallas, there's bald eagles all over the place. But no, there's no bald eagles. Give Al Gore all your money. Lord Rothschild needs it.
I think we, you know, and I know, Alex, that the environmental movement has a pretty good record of playing fast and loose with the facts on endangered
species. They're also constantly been caught over and over again in the U.S. dumping species that aren't endangered overall, but they say in an area are endangered, and they've been caught over and over again releasing animals and then finding them.
Well, you've got your Texas sand lizard, of course, haven't you, which has been causing trouble.
We have a cave bug here used to steal hundreds of thousands of acres from private citizens, and then the green fascist then turned around years after once they got the land and sold it and own it personally. Yeah. They are absolute supreme rulers of this area.
There's the California Delta smelt. There was the spotted owl that stopped any forestation, any deforestation happening on the Pacific coast. You know, these animals are used by the environmental movement as a way of essentially in their war against the capitalist system. And this is exactly what happened in Alaska with this.
Well, it's a war against anyone's private property that isn't theirs. They're exempt from all the rules, like General Electric. Now, let's talk about Polar Bear Gate, because this goes right to the heart of them.
Well, I think what's interesting about this case is, number one, how is it that this guy is being prosecuted or investigated, at least? You know, this guy works for a federal agency under the Obama administration. You would have thought that any guy working for a federal administration who comes up with a story showing that man is evil and we're endangering the environment, you would have thought he'd be given, at the very least, a Congressional Medal of Honor for his service to the cause of green lunacy. Because don't forget, the Obama administration is in it up to the hilt with eco-fascist values. You know, you've got people like Lisa Jackson at the EPA, you've got Carol Browner, you've got the eugenicist John Holdren, you've got all these crazy eco-loons in the Obama administration. So what is this guy doing being prosecuted? I think it can only mean, investigated, it can only mean that whatever this guy has done, it is really a quite serious case of fraud. This is not a guy who's innocent research has been corrupted and misreported and distorted by the media. This guy must be guilty of some kind of serious malfeasance. Now, I've been looking at the interview transcript of the Inspector General who's been investigating his case, and it's quite obvious, reading the transcript, that this guy, Charles Monnet, has been guilty of the most outrageous junk science. You know, he's taken the case of these bears, these polar bears, that he may or may not have seen drowning from an aeroplane. And, you know, three polar bears. And he's used these three polar bears. He's extrapolated from this that the polar bear is in grave danger. And remember here, we've got this guy getting a budget of $50 million. Dollars to play with. Now, if you or I went and robbed a bank, robbed $50 million from a bank, I think we know what would happen to us. Yet, in the environmental movement, in the wonderful boondoggle of federal funding, it's perfectly okay to use junk science in order to create a scare story and to effectively steal from the taxpayer $50 million to be wasted on further eco research. That's somehow okay? I didn't think so.
Well, where does it go from here?
Well, I hope that this is a sign that, you know, we've seen the other evidence, the NASA report as well. I hope this is yet a further sign that the green Ponzi scheme is finally collapsing. You know, if this guy is being investigated, then it suggests to me that people are starting to run scared. people are starting to think, hang on a second, we cannot get away with this scam any longer. We are going to be found out. So we may as well start prosecuting the bad guys now before we get blamed for it ourselves. So people are suddenly starting to cover their backs, doing their due diligence, you know, righting wrongs while they still can.
Now, there's a bunch of other scandals going on right now. NASA's come out with data showing that the Earth is, you know, off-gassing the heat and that the models are frauds. We already knew that. They've been caught fixing the models and setting them up over and over again. You've got the whole situation at the Hadron Collider where it showed that basically the other studies that it's the sun driving warming and the different particles that's sitting into the atmosphere forming cloud nuclei. That's come out. There's one other scandal. I mean, their entire thing is being routed, but they don't care. They're all over the news holding up penguins and polar bears saying they're all dying. And to give your money to Al Gore and Lord Rothschild so they're going to have more jets and yachts and more royal trains or we're all dead.
Yeah. Although, you know, I sometimes wonder whether you know, every time we make a big deal about the new research showing that their theory is bunk, I think in a way we're playing their game because they want to persuade us that this is an issue that can be resolved through science. And actually, we know that this has nothing to do with science. This is a political process.
This is a bunch of hardcore people that want your property and to run your life. We'll be right back.
That's what it's about.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end.
Okay, going back to James Dillingpole of the London Telegraph. Finishing your point, James, you're saying don't even debate this on science because they've been proven to be total fraudsters, their internal emails. It's all, I mean, look, no carbon taxes on China building three coal power plants a week, and then the U.S. can't have three a year, and GE's moving everything to China. I mean, this is Monopoly Man stuff. I mean, they're just shutting us down because they've decided to move their operations to China. I mean, it's just robber baron behavior. And then Al Gore and all these other people are just disgusting scumbags.
Yeah. The science is a complete red herring because the fact is that organizations like the IPCC have arranged it in such a way that real scientific debate isn't allowed to take place. In fact, what they want now is to create a situation where there is no null hypothesis. In other words, the burden of proof, this is what Kevin Trenberth says, the burden of truth should now be on us evil climate change deniers to prove that climate, dangerous man-made climate change is not happening. Well, you can't prove a negative. So even though every day spectacular new evidence emerges that man-made global warming theory is just flawed and entirely, you know, untrustworthy, no matter how new evidence comes through, you still have this great big machine, this political machine, this business machine of rent-seeking corporatists, the machine involving all these green NGOs like Greenpeace and the World Wildlife Fund. You know, it's going to be very, very hard to derail this massive massive gravy train, which is rolling on and on. There is so much money to be made out of.
Yeah, it's a mafia system where you got to pay them a cut of everything, and then all their insiders are exempt. And then meanwhile, real environmental crises like all these genetic part human, part animal clones. Oh, that's not an issue. Just Dilling Pohl, why are you so selfish? Why don't you just kill yourself and give your money to Al Gore to save the penguins?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Dilling Pohl, why are you so selfish? Jones, why are you so selfish? They always have to make it personal. It always has to be about people making deliberately wrong lifestyle choices. You know,
yeah, they've got the moral high ground as blood-sucking Nazi maggots.
Yeah, it's like apparently you and I and your listeners, we secretly know the truth, but we lie about it because we're so selfish. I mean, this is just not the case at all. We just happen to have a handle on some kind of scientific reality, a reality which the warmists have abandoned a very, very long time ago.
Well, James, you know what they did at Copenhagen 2 years ago. They had a ruling that the sun does not heat the earth, and they said so, and everybody knows the sun doesn't heat the earth. You're a freak, man, okay?
Yeah.
And I want you to apologize. I apologize to the listeners for that sick person who thinks the sun affects the earth. James Dilling Pohl, I want to have you back soon to talk about your new book. Thank you for joining us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're scheduled to have Al Jorgensen, the founder of Ministry, super politically aware. I don't know even what you call it. I mean, the granddaddies of so much of the techno, trance, rock music, and talk about the New World Order, 9/11 inside job, all of it. He's coming up the next segment. Look, I don't have words to describe this. When Bob Chapman's on, I'm going to get more into it. But I've got Paul Watson doing an article on this and Aaron Dykes, and I'm pretty distracted right now, I'm going to be honest with you, because this is such tyranny. This is so hardcore. The mind manipulation that's been done even on gun owners and the Second Amendment self-defense lobby is incredible, okay? A year ago, we found out that from Texas to California, they were quietly ordering by word of mouth, ATF coming into offices saying, if you sell two or more rifles, anything above a .22, what they call high power or semi-auto, deer rifles, anything. And by the way, gun buyers, when you finally get into a gun shop, I tend to buy more than one. In fact, that's why I don't get near gun shops. But you buy a couple guns, you already go through the FBI instant check. They already know what's going on, how many guns. You're checked that you're not a felon, and you get the gun. And that's out of control. You know, they always expand the gun laws. So, A, they already are running the check. So, why is the ATF doing this? Well, this is the nature of tyranny. If Obama could shut down power plants without congressional approval, he's a dictator. If he can launch wars without congressional approval, he's a dictator. If he can raise debt ceiling, which he's talking about doing, he's a dictator. And it's not that he's even a dictator. It's the system is wants all the power centered in one place. So, and these points aren't even in you know, A through Z aren't even the most important in order. So they're doing this where they're basically turning you into a confidential informant. And this is what the ATF did in Arizona and other states. They would come in and they would say, you're going to sell guns to these guys that are coming in. They're going to take them to Mexico. And they're like, I don't want to do that. And they said, we're the ATF. Do what you're told. So they could ship the guns into Mexico and now come out with this program to harass people that are buying guns, to go after people that are going, you know, to get guns. So let me just calmly go through the points here right now. Okay. A, there isn't a law, and the government's doing this outside of law. Okay. And did it by word of mouth. Now we've got the letter they issued July 12th to gun shops from Texas to California. Okay. The entire Southwest. Okay. So there's that issue that this was all done outside of law, and that if they can set the precedent to come in and order you to do things and command you in the letter with no law, the sky's the limit. They've set the precedent that they're dictatorial. It's called authoritarian, dictatorial. That's what dictatorship is. Secondarily, as I said, they already know that you don't have a criminal background and that you bought these guns. That's the FBI instant check. It's self-unconstitutional, but see, it's always more, more, more. So they know that. And there's also the fact that they're telling people by word of mouth, don't talk about this. So it's this behind-the-scenes secret agent type deal. And then here's the biggest one. Then they want to chill the Second Amendment. They then send ATF and FBI or both, and I've confirmed this from gun dealers and people in my office, to your house when you've bought two rifles and imply that you're a terrorist and evil and put you on a list as part of intimidation. And then, of course, the biggest issue. Remember, it's the government that shipped the guns into Mexico to track them back here to then do this program outside of law. And remember, Obama said earlier in the year he's going to do gun control, quote, by stealth, victim disarmament by stealth, and that they were going to use regulations outside of law. Use EPA regulations to shut down power plants. Same thing. And so this is a total dictatorial criminal power grab, intimidating people that are buying guns, intimidating the gun shops outside of law, when it's the government that criminally shipped the guns into Mexico to then cause a crisis and blame the Second Amendment inside the United States. Remember, Mexico has a total gun ban, and they've got one of the highest crime rates in the world. So this has all been calculated very, very carefully. All right, we got a big guest coming up after the break. Stay with us. Decades ago, listening to this song, and we'll play the part later where it talks, you know, it's got quotes of George Herbert Walker Bush talking about right and wrong, you know, good and evil, New World Order. And Al Jorgensen, the founder of Ministry, is our guest and influenced, you know, so much of the modern music that's out there. I think it's great. Also appreciate their album they put out a few years ago, dealing with 9/11 being an inside job. And we'll play some of that music coming up today. Al Jorgensen from his compound in El Paso, Texas. He is the founder and frontman of the Grammy-nominated industrial metal band Ministry. He's also known as Al Jorgensen, Hypo Lux, Dog Alien Dog Star, and Buck Satan. In Al's 30-plus music career, he has created such bands as, and it just goes on through them, he joins us. And one of the last albums he put out was a Rio Grande Blood, I thought was excellent. And we'll talk more about that with him here on the broadcast today. They're on Facebook at facebook.com ministry and 13 planetrecords.com and a lot more. And I wanted to get him on because obviously, I saw that album dealing with 9/11 Truth, and we was wondering how 20 years ago or more now, was he talking about the New World Order and global government and all of these issues, and get a view on really his political ideas and what ministry has really stood for. Al, good to have you here on the show with us.
What's up, Alex?
Oh, we're just broadcasting worldwide. There's so much to talk about, but you said out of the gates that you have a bone to pick with me. So let's just get it out here on the table right now, because you're rock and roll, man. Rock and roll. Slap Jones around some. I'm going to slap you around, too. Go ahead.
Well, I'm sure you will. But I've been listening all morning, and been listening to this gold chilling, which is very Glenn Beck-ish, I think, is a 12 apocalypse, whether it's the magnetic shift or the solar flare or an asteroid that the government isn't telling us that's coming because they don't want chaos. You really think gold is going to get you through those days? Okay, so obviously the banking system is done, okay, after an apocalyptic, hell. You think that by buying supplies in gold, that you're not going to be targeted for having gold and having rampaging marauders ransacking your house, which is what's going to, it's going to fall into anarchy, is going to keep you safe? Really? I think this is just another scam of just like making money for certain people, a certain few, the gold traders, on like, oh, you have to have that as a safety net. What's the safety net after a post-apocalyptic future? What is the safety net? I would say by batteries, water, and bread, and maybe a few guns, okay? That's your safety net.
Maybe a few guns.
Yeah, like a few hundred guns, which you've been dealing on this morning with the new ATF rule, which, okay, so just go extra time and buy 400 rounds and two guns twice a week. You know, I mean, really, you know, if you want to be prepared for that, gold and silver is not the answer. Who's going to take gold on precious resources when resources are so scarce and there is no banking system? Gold and silver are a farce. This is another conspiracy to get people to spend money to make a select few a lot of money.
All right, let me counter that. I mean, I think that's fair. Let me respond to that, Al. All I know is I was a silver and gold purchaser before I ever had sponsors, and I have a sponsor who I know has really great deals, and that's where I buy my gold and silver. I bought silver, and a lot of what I bought was at $5, $6 an ounce. Now it's above $40. I bought gold. A lot of what I have at $300, $400, $500. It's at $1,600. They're killing the dollar. Hold on. Let me just counter you. That's like saying I shouldn't have kids because somebody might hurt them or they might die in a car wreck. You know, to say that marauders might come take my guns. Listen, I'm not turning my gold into the government. I'm not turning anything to marauders. I'm going to kill them. I'm going to kill marauders.
Listen, gold's going to be worthless and dollars going to be worthless. What's going to be worthwhile is survival techniques if you want to live in that world. Me, I got my Glock 9, and I'm going to wait till my food runs out after 2012, and then I'm going to put a Glock 9 or a Beretta to the roof of my mouth and have a big party and go out in a peaceful way, all right?
So you really think it's the end of the world? I don't think it is.
Well, I really do, and I'm not one of these, like, you know, it's really funny. I have a 2012 tattoo, and I got it, like, 3 days before this initial crisis of some sect saying, like, the world was going to end, you know, a few months ago, and I'm going, if the earth starts rumbling, I'm going to go, the first thing I'm doing is I'm going to the tattoo shop and getting a rebate on my 2012 tattoos.
All right. Well, Al, now it makes sense. If you really think that it's the end of the world, then yes, you
well,
should.
I hate to quote REM, but it's the end of the world as we know it.
Okay.
And there's no doubt about that.
What okay, well, listen, we disagree on that. And, Al, I want to talk about it, but that's a pretty bold accusation earlier. So, I mean, I do need to counter it here. So, I mean, you're here, you said it, and then I want to hear you roll because you're here and I want to get, you know, hear your ideas. You're a very interesting person. I admire your music and your art. But now I understand. Absolutely. If you think the world's ending in the next year and a half or less.
No. I don't think the world's ending. I think the world is going to change dramatically.
Well, there's no point in getting gold and silver if you think the world's going to end. But it's been a great investment, and I believe in it, and I do have survival people on.
Okay, well, listen, my monitor man has a lot of money tied in gold. You know what he just did with it? As of yesterday, he sold it all. And you know what he bought? Bread, batteries, and water.
That's a lot of bread, batteries, and water.
Yeah. A lot of bread, batteries, and water because he wants to survive in that climate.
What about that gold tooth, Al? You got a gold tooth. That's a scam.
I got a gold tooth. Well, maybe somebody can yank it off me after, like, the marauding bands of, like, rampagers and anarchists just trying to survive.
Yeah.
You know, we'll overrun the compound with food and water and gold and take your stuff. I mean, you know, that's fine. I'm fine with that.
El Paso is pretty apocalyptic looking. Why do you live in El Paso? Does it suit your Diablo essence?
Well, El Paso's an interesting city. It's always been an outlaw city when the Spanish conquistadors came here. And, I mean, we have, like, we have churches here, like, from, like, 1590 and things like this of people passing through to California. That's what they call it, El Paso. It's the pass between the mountains before you go west. And it's always been an outlaw town. It's got the world's largest, Harley distributorship here. So it's pretty much bikers and outlaws, and I seem to fit in here for whatever reason. And I like it here. I've been here 9 years. I've got it tattooed on my neck, the name of the city, and I plan on staying. So, there's where we're at.
Now, it does look like something out of Road Warrior in El Paso when you drive in and all those ancient-looking hills and all the radio towers and, wreckage and junk all over the sides of the road and then the city and the people. It is beautiful in an ugly way. El Paso is a very interesting town. Now I want to get away from this in a moment, but I want to go back to something, Al. I know we're going to be here after 2012. We're going to defeat the New World Order. We're going to defeat their designed implosion of the world economy. And we're not going to...
You know, the only way we're going to defeat the New World Order is for the people to finally get so fed up by the Republicans destroying the middle class to where people have no money. Here's what cracks me up about the Republicans. It's such short-term sightedness. Okay, let's put the piggyback on to the middle class. So the middle class has nothing, and the CEOs make everything, okay? Although, in a few years, who's going to buy their product? Well, they're making record profit bonuses every year, okay? And at the end of that, who's going to buy their product if no one has money? So therefore, they're thinking short-term cash grab gain, and they're not thinking long-term of how to sustain an economy. They're thinking short-term cash grab, which is what's happening.
It's cannibalistic.
In the industry. What?
It's a cannibalistic economy.
No, it's a short-sighted economy.
Yeah.
These freshmen in the Republican Congress have been reading way too much Ayn Rand, all right? It's like, if I don't get my way, I'm going to blow up the building. And that's what they're doing, okay? That's what they're doing. You may hate Obama. You may think he's a scumbag and all that. You know what? He's dealing with the realities of Washington. And no, it's not easy for anybody. It was easy for W. because of his bloodline and this and that, and people, fell into line, just like, goose step. But with Obama, a black president, oh, my God, no, we can't have this. So, we'd rather blow up the building, as Ayn Rand said, than pursue with policies that might actually do good. I mean, I'm thinking, if we had a Democratic Congress and a Democratic president, and I mean Congress and Senate, we would have infrastructure right now. We would have the things that would make this country grow and leave things for our future. As of right now, the short-sighted terms of the CEOs, which is the Republican overlords, just want immediate cash, and they'll build their bunkers. Here's a different point. Okay, Bush is so cozy. Bush was so cozy with the Saudis and all this stuff. Yet, him and the CIA director, Woolsey, under the Clinton administration, both have solar-powered houses. Now, why is it good enough for them but not good enough for us?
Well, again, we're talking to the founder of Ministry. Al, look, I totally agree that the Republican leadership are bad, but Obama
is... They're not bad, they're just misinformed, and they're... They're talking to their overlords.
Well, they're running everything.
And even the overlords don't see that if you destroy the middle class, there is no consumption. And people don't consume. The overlords, sure, they have CEO record bonuses, but that's not only going to last for a couple of years because there's nobody there to buy anything.
Al, this is a planned post-industrial economy. You're saying they don't see what they're doing. I can give you the handbooks, the white papers, where this has been planned for at least 50 years, what we're entering. It's called a post-industrial world. They hate the middle class. The ultra-rich have always sought to destroy it, so there's a giant underclass and a tiny group on top. And all I'm saying is, versus the rhetoric and reality, Obama has continued all of the Bush policies. But
right. I agree. But what's Obama up against? An established, entrenched oligarchy, okay? So, from community organizer to, trying to do what's right versus these satanic people, it's a pretty difficult task. I'm going to cut him some slack. for right now, okay? Like, I just hope they don't inject the alien bloodline DNA into him as well, so he acts in accordance with his overlord. But he's putting up as much of a fight as he can, and, you know, I'll leave it at that. I mean, really, what we're dealing with is not government at all, but, like, really short-sighted. Look, this is what makes me think that 2012 is an actual reality. It's not the Mayans and some, like, crazy paintings of a guy in a spaceship on a tomb or anything. It's the fact that, okay, here we go. Here's a guy that has a website named Darren McClung, and it's called 2012 Supplies, okay? And this guy is selling things, survival kits, for the masses. Yet he has a really hard time getting these supplies because the government keeps buying it up all each month, okay? So what does that tell you? I mean, you've seen the movies, like anything from Contact, Armageddon, you know, 2012, whatever. The government knows something's going on.
Yeah, they're what's going on is they're
buying all the supplies.
Yes, they are. They've been building a giant COG system for 60 years, underground bases, NORAD, Cheyenne Mountain, Mount Weather, all of it, Site R. They are been training the military for 2012 for at least 15 years for mass gun confiscations, riots, total shutdown, because they have planned the implosion of the global economy to build the global government on top of it that we will pay our carbon taxes to. They are destroying the planet through economic warfare. The globalists took over
I have a bone to pick with you on that, too. Okay, so the ions from space are coming, and they're warming up our planet. We're not helping it. Listen, it now reached 7 billion people today on this planet, okay? By 2012, it'll be 7.5 billion people. That's too many people for the resources, okay? It's like the same thing as the dinosaurs. They didn't have a global positioning and satellites and rockets and all that to destroy an asteroid, but they were overpopulated. And when they're overpopulated and they have no other skills, they're going to go down.
The dinosaurs were overpopulated now?
Yes. The top 1% have all their bunkers and all that. That's why it's a giant cash grab now. Fossil fuel is just a completely irrelevant thing right now. Like I said, Bush and Woolsey have their solar panel houses and generators waiting for the apocalypse, because the 1% will survive. And then we'll have a new society after 6 to 7 billion people die in the next apocalypse, and they'll have their cushy home, and then they'll start another system the same as the one that we have.
Al, do you want to know my view on this? Because I've really studied it in depth, and I know you've done some studying and talking about the New World Order before I was, so I understand you've got some deep political and geopolitical ideas here, but they have implanted through the fake Christian groups that it's the end of the world, Jesus is coming back, so stand down to corruption. They've used the 2012 stuff for 30 years, implanted as a self-fulfilling prophecy to expect total collapse and devastation, because they are launching their operation to depopulate on schedule in the next decade, and 2012...
I agree, except for the fact that they're talking about finances. I'm talking about people. People are going to die. They're so callous to the whole notion of 6-7 billion people dying, as long as they make their money and they have their cush bunkers, okay, with survival kits, that they don't care. Yeah, they've been planning for the economic collapse for 30 years, but they haven't been planning, and nor do they care about the populace, okay? So, you know, I mean, call me left-wing on that one. I'm right-wing on other things.
Well, let me back you up on something. I've confirmed with top construction companies that are listeners, some of which have been guests here, that every CIA, a high-level person, every person that's worth hundreds of millions or billions and in the upper echelon, within the last 5 years, have built bunkers everywhere and have bunkers underneath their houses and are totally freaked out. So I believe from things that they've said and done, they're looking at releasing airborne Ebola that's weaponized. It'll kill 99% of people. And
probably that'll be like the least of our worries. Trust me. I mean, that sounds horrible and it doesn't, but that'll be the least of our worries. And it's so funny that the 1% that ran the world before, after end of the world as we know it, will run it again. That's what freaks me out. So if we want to tax the rich, go ahead and tax the rich. That's what I say. Let them pay for some fair share of like giving us our last few years as we know it, because there will be survivors.
But see, that's the psychological.
And what do survivors do? They break into anarchy. They break into groups. They break into tribalism. And so gold and silver is going to hold you off from them? No, they'll just kill you and take your gold and silver.
That's giving up. And look, then you can cash.
No, it's not giving up. It's not giving up because human beings will survive. And how do they survive? They band together. They make groups. They make gangs, which is why, like, I see the appeal of gangs amongst the youth today is because it gives them a sense of purpose. And it's the same thing that's going to happen, okay? Whether it's like a magnetic polar shift, a solar flare, or an asteroid that the government isn't telling us about. One or the other. There's going to be some crap hitting the fan coming up soon, okay? Coming up soon, one way or the other, okay? Like right now, I could see us like trying to build China into the main enemy. That's not our main enemy. Our main enemy is ourselves and our greed, because the 1% that runs it now and the 1% that will run it after the apocalypse will be the same people, and it's the same greed.
Yeah. Al Jorgensen?
Greed is the power of humanity, not external sources.
Yeah, Al, just to be clear here, though, I believe that things are not going to be as bad as a lot of people think during 2012. It is going to be artificial, just like the collapse is designed. They have Warren Buffett and everybody come out.
Just like our debt ceiling, just like the Republicans make this an artificial crisis. Tell me greed doesn't rule this planet. Just tell me that. I want to hear that from your mouth.
That's like saying,
planet.
Tell me the sky isn't blue. But Al, that's not even what I'm saying here. The Republicans, the people holding it up, are the Tea Party, who aren't fully informed, but they see us being completely bankrupted if we don't cut spending. Then they have all the billionaires out, like Warren Buffett and Bill Gates, saying, I don't pay hardly any taxes. Raise my taxes, but you get the tax plan. They're exempt offshore, and they're going after folks making $125,000 individually, quarter mil in a family. That's not rich, Al.
Listen, man, I've got offshore accounts. I've got them. I've made my money in music. I'm ready to go. You know, I'm living good. I'm living large, but I'm worried about the rest of the populace. Okay. And so, why don't you put a loophole for offshore accounts? Why don't you put a loophole, not a loophole.
Get rid of it.
Close the loophole of offshore accounts and this and that to make this prosperous for the last few years.
All right, Al, stay there. We got to go to break. We're going to come right back after the break. Stay with us. Al from Ministries here. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Al Jorgensen, of course, the founder of Ministry, is our guest for the rest of the hour. Then Bob Chapman coming up on the economy. Look, we're having discussions during the breaks, and I kind of want to repeat that now here on air. And I'm like, Al, I understand the ultra-rich are avoiding almost all taxes, but it's the ultra-rich that are promoting, let's get the rich on all these TV shows. They're promoting this idea. Then they're going to bait and switch it in the tax plans they've put out and literally gang rape people making quarter million, half million, $1 million a year that actually is funding the economy. You got the head of his economic council, the head of GE, moving their X-ray factories to China. You've got General Motors with using billions to move its plants in the bailout to China and Brazil. This is globalism. And so all I'm saying is I understand, hey, the rich are basically exempt from taxes, All I'm saying is they're baiting and switching it. And if you look at the actual plans, not the rhetoric, it goes after the middle class. And so as Ron Paul has said, the Republican plan will bankrupt us down the road. And the Obama plan will, because none of them are talking about the $1,500 trillion the bankers created in fake derivatives that they got both parties, and the same thing in Greece and everywhere else, to sign on to. So I'm saying...
Okay, yeah. I agree with you about 75% there, too. But the problem is the Ron Paul plan, the libertarian plan, so like Democrats and Republicans are both screwed, also doesn't take into effect... Okay, I know you just had a segment on polar bears swimming across whatever and who cares and this and that. But I care in the sense that the entire eastern seaboard will be under 6 feet of water and there will be trillions of dollars lost in that when Greenland melts. Okay, so forget the polar bears. Let's just talk about facts here. Okay, so I do agree. I'm basically a libertarian, but the point is that the first person like Rick Perry, governor of Texas, okay, Mr. Secessionist, Mr. like, you know, guns in every bar and, you know, concealed weapons permits across the states. I have weapons, but I don't take them across state and I don't bring them to bars, for God's sake. But, you know, illegal immigration, another big thing. Oh, we got to stop that. Yet, if we do that, then it doesn't drive the wage down of the middle class, and we don't have workers willing to do that. So that the Republican Party is full of hypocrisy, okay? So Rick Perry, anti-immigration, anti-this, anti-that, but all those things, like this affect boards, which make money, the one percenters, all right? They make money off this. So I'm sure there's a lot of pressure and back and forth in the Republican Party, which is why they can't even pass the Boehner bill right now.
But okay? Al, listen, Rick Perry was Al Gore's chief of staff in Texas. He was for forced inoculations. He passed sanctuary cities and then claimed he was trying to get rid of them. There's two Rick Perrys. There's the rhetoric of Rick Perry, just like there's the rhetoric of Obama, and then there's the real Rick Perry, there's the real Obama.
Well, what does it tell you? You know David Icke.
Yes.
What does that tell you? Politicians are the mouthpiece for the people in control, okay?
Yes.
So what does that tell you? I mean, what does that tell you that Obama says one thing, Perry says another thing? What does that tell you? Listen, I just watched a David Icke documentary, The Matrix, the other day, and you were mentioned on it. Do you know that?
Yeah, I mean, I know David. He's been on the show a lot.
All right. Well, David Icke, I agree with about 75% of him. And the same as you. Okay, so we're not adversaries.
No, I know. This is the same path. This is a good interview. Folks are glued right now. Listen, I want to talk about your political awakening, because you listen to stuff you guys did 20, 25 years ago. And, I mean, it is really politically sophisticated. Back when nobody was talking about world government, new world order, all this stuff. I mean, what was your process of seeing the world or waking up, or were you born awake?
Well, it's very similar to David Icke, where he was a soccer star, and all I wanted to do was I wanted to ride rodeo. I was a bull rider, and I wanted to be a baseball player, but I tore up my knees, so then I went to bull riding. But something was nagging at me that something is not right here. Okay, something is not right, and it's not what CNN tells you, which is another point I have to make, which is so funny, that the Pentagon finally repeals Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and yet our media centers, whether it's Fox, CNN, or even MSNBC, is basically don't ask, don't tell. They don't ask the hard questions, and they don't tell you the hard answers. So it's don't ask, don't tell in the media. Don't ask, don't tell is gone in the military.
No, they lie by omission, yeah.
Yeah, I find that rather ironic. But at any rate, I knew something was wrong. I just didn't know what. So I started digging into it and started realizing bloodlines and things like that, which I know, okay, Holy Grail and this and that, and blah, 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 and this is all a bunch of bull crap. No,
No, they're really into all that. They're obsessed with breeding. I mean, that's why every president in the last 100 years has been totally related, and they're all related to the royalty of England, and they only interbreed with each other, and it's a psychopathic, control freak, unfeeling... psychopaths run it, then under them is an army of sociopaths and sadists. And those of us that are good people and have love, we need to wake up and start really realizing what we're facing and stop being blind.
But it's not the English. The English came later. It actually came from the Merovingian.
No, I know it goes back all the way, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It goes back a ways.
Well, Al, give us your view then. You've got the floor. Your view of who runs the New World Order, 9/11, everything. I mean, spill the guts here.
Well, the bloodline. But, like, if you look at 9/11, it's no different than Pearl Harbor. Roosevelt had 3 days advance. He was trying to find a way to get us into World War II because we were isolationists. We didn't really care. We didn't see how it mattered to us because it wasn't a global economy back then. And so he allowed it to happen. He sacrificed our people in order, you know, ends to a mean type of thing, or means to an end. And the same thing with 9/11 and Bush. It's a means to an end. Like Obama, the reason that he's involved in this bloodline is what is he, sixth cousin of Cheney through his mom's side or something?
Yes.
He's got some bloodline, so he's allowed to rule. They're not happy about it, but he's allowed to rule. Allowed, and that's a big word, allowed, because what does that mean? That means that somebody else is calling the shots and they're allowing somebody to be president, the supposed most, you know, important person in the world. So, you know, I mean, what we have here is, I go back to, like, Zachariah Sitchin and Graham Hancock, and I go back to... you know, even Von Däniken, okay? I mean, that's what got me hooked on.
Chariots of the Gods.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, amongst other books. But that's what got me hooked on the stuff. Then I started reading more stuff on it. Graham Hancock is another great, great person as far as, like, alien bloodline. And we can't release that because religions, if we know it, would go down, and that's not profitable.
You notice now they're having to admit, oh, there's these... Neanderthal, and we've done the DNA, and it turns out Northern Europeans are the highest concentration of Neanderthal, and, oh, the genetic DNA is different, and then now you find out for 20 years or longer, they've made thousands and thousands of cross-human-animal clones, but keep the details secret. I mean, we're not in Kansas anymore, and what you're saying, Al, to put words in your mouth, correct me if I'm wrong, we've never been in Kansas.
No, we've never been in Kansas, and we've never been a human race. We're a human race only through DNA altering by species different than us. And the species that are different than us were the Anunnaki. I'm a big 12th planet theory, which is why my label is called 13th planet, which is like, if that's 12th planet, I've even got weirder ideas, so I'm 13th planet. And the called 12th planet, they saw the 8 visible planets. They didn't see Pluto, but they saw the moons of our moon and then 3 gas giant moons, which made it 12 planets through the first telescope. So that's why it's 12th planet. And
now we know there's hundreds of Pluto-sized objects out in the Kuiper Belt now. So there is all sorts of...
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I think the government knows one of them is going to hit us soon. Because, I mean, you see... You know, Hollywood sometimes is just complete crap, i.e. Smurf movie or whatever. But sometimes they get it right. Like, I worked with Steven Spielberg, who did Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and I worked with him on AI, artificial intelligence. Although I used to have a joke with him. I told him, like, the band didn't want to do the film because we thought AI stood for Anal Intruder and it was a porno film. But anyways.
Oh, man.
He got a joke out of that. He actually, like, he would come up with a new AI every day, like Alan.
Okay. But this is a family show. Al, going back here, tell, I forgot you worked on AI. How was ministry involved in that?
Well, it's funny. We got a call from Stanley Kubrick at my house. And he's like, he really wants us to be the band in the Flesh Fair, and he really wants us to write the music for the film. And I'm like, yeah, right. And I hung up. I thought it was a prank call. And they called back, and they're like, blah, 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 blah. And here's Mr. Kubrick, and I talked to Stanley Kubrick before he died. And he was like, no, you're the perfect embodiment of the film that I want to make. And then he died, and Spielberg took it over and put that damn teddy bear in, you know, with the kid, you know, because he liked that E.T. and the children saving the day thing, and the teddy bear. And that teddy bear was a mess, man. That thing would, like, go down, like, every 10 minutes. It'd be like, the bear's down. Everyone take 10. The bear's down. And so we'd be, like, back there, you know, sloughing beers, you know, like, waiting for the bear to come back up. Like, you know, I know Stan Winston just died, rest in peace, but, you know, the creator of the teddy bear and many other special effects, you know, icons that we have in our lexicon, but I was really pissed. I didn't get along with Stan Winston because of that bear. And
what did you think of Stanley Kubrick's mysterious death? You know, he refused to cut 27 minutes out of Eyes Wide Shut, stuff the elite did not want seen, because, of course,
he knew Eyes Wide sucked. He knew it sucked. And this treatment that I got, I still have the treatment of the original, was much more about the intricacies of Jude Law in the new city being a male prostitute. And that was half the movie, and Spielberg took it and made it like half teddy bear and this Donny Osmond, Joel Haley something or whatever kid, which is a good kid, by the way. He's a big Ministry fan. But at any rate, you know, he made it all about teddy bears and kids when Kubrick's message was really profound.
No, I understand that. He took it and turned it into a Spielberg plastic thing. But going back to Eyes Wide Shut.
But wait. Spielberg's a good guy. I mean, I actually like him, and he's so pro.
Well, he's certainly talented, yeah.
I'm not just saying this for job security. He taught me more about filmmaking than I'd had in, like, 20 years of, like, you know, trying to do it on my own within, like, you know, 2 hours. I already knew more about filmmaking with him. I mean, the guy's talented. It's just that that teddy bear drove me nuts.
I understand. And the teddy bear is now in the ash heap of history. But what about Stanley Kubrick? That's who I'm really interested in. That's one of my favorite director. You know, what a mind. And obviously on the inside track, everything, you know, he ever produced was basically archetypal for real stuff he believed that was going on. The whole obelisk, you know, 2001 Space Odyssey, it goes on and on, high up with the Illuminist. And the M.O. is he wouldn't cut 27 minutes out of Eyes Wide Shut that dealt with the elite, and that then he, you know,
well,
had the heart attack.
He knew that was a mistake. He knew, first of all, getting a Scientologist to play the lead role was a mistake. I mean, he knew that was a mistake. That's why he wanted to really come back with AI, and the treatment that I got was, like, just mind-blowing. And then I dealt with Spielberg. It's a really funny story, actually. When we first met Spielberg, they lined us up like meeting the Queen, the whole band, right? He'd ignored us for, like, 3 days, just casting us, like, really weird glances, like these guys in, like, all this costume and stuff. And he'd never worked with anyone but John Williams for his sound scores. And so he didn't know what to make of us. He doesn't listen to rock. He listens to classical. His biggest foray into rock is U2. He thinks U2 is okay. All right, so he comes to meet us, and we all have to have our head bowed like the Queen. I was at the end of the line, and the rest of the band shook his hand and all this stuff.
Did you curtsy?
Yeah, no, I'm serious. This is true. And so the rest of the band, like, you know, nodded their head and shook his hand. And I was at the end in full costume. And I went, like, Steven, baby, this band's going to walk today. We're not doing this because we were told by Kubrick that AI was called Anal Intruder.
Okay.
And it was a porn film. And we just can't do this film. And his handler that was sitting next to him taking notes as he's going through shaking hands, Spielberg goes walking off, and his handler goes running, going, wait, there's a mistake, Mr. Spielberg. Oh, my God. And then I had to run with him in this 50 pounds of, like, makeup and, like, gear that they had me wearing and just go, wait, I was just kidding, you know. And he finally came back, and then me and him got to be friends. So I'll never diss a word about Steven Spielberg, except for the fact that I know what the original treatment was for that movie, and
yes,
and wow, that movie would have been a statement, and the rest of it was like a really bad ET. And I've told Spielberg that to his face, so it's not like, you know, I'm like, oh my God, spilling the beans.
No, no, I understand. Al Jorgensen. Now, back to Stanley Kubrick. What do you think of films like Eyes Wide Shut and the fact that it's Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, the people that are claiming they're big Christian conservatives, speaking of gay sex, are engaged in that and all sorts of Satanism?
Let's go to Bohemian Grove. I'm into that. That's just like, well, listen, the whole Republican Party is based on hypocrisy, all right? I'm sorry. It is. It's based on hypocrisy. First of all, they're pro-life, okay? Yeah, they're the ones that procure wars that end life and kill countless civilians. But they're pro-life. They're more worried about the fetus at inception than they are about a full-grown adult with a wife and kids. They want to cut veteran benefits. They want to cut everything, yet they want to start wars. So they're not pro-life, okay? So that's just BS right from the start. I mean, they're a hypocrisy waiting to happen, the Republican Party. And I'm not a Democrat either, because, listen, 99% of all are owned by their corporate overlords.
All right, I'll stay there. Al Jorgensen, we got to go to break. You're going to do two more segments with us, and we got Bob Chapman coming up, and hopefully we can have him back up again sometime to take your calls. But or maybe we'll take a few right now. 800-259-9231. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll be back on the other side.
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Do you still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
I'm on a mission to never forget. All right, we are back live, and truly an iconic industrial metal band really spurred so much of the music that we see today, really changed the world in a big way. I mean, art is powerful.
Don't blame me. Don't blame me. I hate this new crap.
Al Jorgensen is our guest in true rock and roll form. Al, we were talking during the break, and you heard me tell the guys to come in with the song from one of your last albums, Rio Grande Blood, and you said, boy, 9/11 really gets me. I mean, isn't 9/11 more than just Pearl Harbor, where they knew it was going to happen and had broken the codes and let it happen? I mean, 9/11, when you really look at it, hijackers trained at U.S. bases, NORAD stand down, passports that magically survive. I mean, what did you think the day of 9/11, Al?
Well, I remember I was living in Austin at the time, and I remember waking up to like some disturbing news, and I watched the visual, and I thought, did I change the channel while I was asleep because this is the Saturday Night Live spoof? I couldn't believe it. Okay, and then I started digging into that. And realizing that it's the same overlords that I've been talking about with our mouthpiece president that resurrected something to what you said, a 30-year plan to destroy the markets and then resurrect them or whatever. And, it all made sense right away. It took me about 10 minutes to realize it wasn't a Saturday Night Live spoof. And no offense to the victims of that, because I certainly in no way demean their pain and loss. But just, you can understand where I'm coming from. I thought it was a joke. Are you kidding me? And then realizing where it's coming from. Okay, Bush is the mouthpiece, Cheney's the puppet master, and then there's the overlords. So it kind of started to make sense to me on to rebuild. The economy got up to 14,000 on the Dow during Bush, all right? Working on our credit card, okay, which is now in debate, which the Republicans were so happy to vote for while Bush was in office. 14,000 on the Dow. Now, by the time we're done, by the end of this week, we'll be down below 11. Okay? You know, and this is all part to make Obama look bad. It's going to backfire on the Republicans. I think people are just going to, like, not even know who's running and just vote Democratic next year.
Well, I mean, Al, come on. You're right about the Republicans. They positioned us along with the bankers for default. We're already technically defaulted. So they are playing politics here. And the whole thing's a distraction at the end of the day because of the hyperinflation that's already beginning. Do you believe the bin Laden killing thing?
This is all true. You're absolutely right. But if we had a Democratic Congress and Democratic Senate, okay, do you really think we're just going to spend money like drunken sailors and run this country into the ground and just have our, like, great-great-great-grandchildren and debt and, like, default and all that? No. They're going to start building infrastructure Republicans don't want to do. They're going to start repairing things that need to be repaired Republicans don't want to do. Is it going to mean higher taxes for the wealthy? Yes. Sorry. I'm the wealthy. And I'm willing
to. You're right.
That.
They're going to get people like Al, who's worth 10, 20, 30 million. I don't know what you're worth. They're going to come after you, but they're going to leave the Rothschilds and Rockefellers alone. Back in 1 minute. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Al Jorgensen, the founder and head of Ministry, next time he comes to Austin, he says he's going to come in studio with us. So that's going to be exciting. And you know what? What adds a lot of credibility to him thinking something really bad's coming, and I hope it's not the case, is that I've been out in Wimberley and places, and there's all these scientists and former government people, even who are young, who've been out there 10, 15, 20 years saying, these are our doomsteads. It's all going to implode. And then I run into microbiologists and they say, well, you're right about everything, Alex. But, you know, I mean, the point is they are setting up for something big. And I believe that they're instituting it. But who knows what they really know? They never, you know, 5 of the 6 reactors at Fukushima blew up within a week. They knew it had happened worse than Chernobyl. And they lied and told us everything was fine. Al, what's your take on all of this craziness?
Well, I do think something's coming, if anything, for the fact that, like I said, Dennis McClung, 2012supplies.com, preying on the survivalist, instinct of selling everything from gas masks to, like, you know, homegrown garden kits, hydroponics, all this shit. Sorry, I said shit. Anyways, I'm trying. But the government has bought most of the stuff. He's having a hard time finding supplies. Why is the government buying all the supplies, okay, and not letting free enterprise? This isn't just Obama. Oh, Obama's going to ruin us all. This is like the government has been planning this for a long time. Now, like I said, how it comes by, I don't know. You know, And what a magnetic shift does, I don't know. It depends on if the continental plate shift. What a solar flare does, well, obviously that screws up our electronics. What an asteroid does that it's not telling us about. I mean, we're supposed to have a close one in 2029 within 100,000 miles and blah, 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 and this and that, and it might not. But, you know, but I just find it amusing that the government is buying up all the survival supplies. I mean, don't you find that weird?
Well, I hope that you're wrong. I hope that it's not going to be this complete collapse. I mean,
Dude, I hope that I'm wrong, too. Because, like I said, I'm not spending my life in some road warrior world where I got to defend my food supplies with AR-15s, M-16s, Kalashnikovs, Glocks, gas masks, grenades. Is that a way to live? I'd rather throw a party and put a Beretta through my roof and my mouth and just call it a day.
Al, don't do that. at the first sign of trouble. This is, I mean, if things get bad, roll with it. I mean, it's going to be entertaining. There's nothing more exciting than combat with roving
really
hordes.
I really don't find protecting my compound with a large squad against marauding survivalist intenders as a life, okay? Which is why I, you know, kind of like rebuked you, maybe falsely, but, you know, for like, is gold and silver really going to matter? Is anything going to matter?
Yeah, when the dollar goes belly up, that, in every case in history, gold and silver and copper and guns and food and whiskey and cigarettes and nylon stockings and makeup, I mean, stuff like that, and guts, and like you said, friends, let me tell you something. They're going to go pick off people on the road if this actually happens. They're not going to mess with something with 10-foot walls and razor wire because they know that there's machine guns on the other side of it.
Hey, the more desperate people get, 10-foot walls seem like 2-foot walls, okay? So, you know, you can't underestimate survival tactics.
All right, Al, stay there. We're going to do 5 more minutes with the other side. You promised to come in studio. That's going to be amazing. And we're going to come back. Bob Chapman's waiting in the wings on economics. So I'm going to have him. He's a great economist researcher. You guys can banter a bit about gold because that's an interesting discussion. Our guest is the founder of Ministry, and we'll be right back on the other side.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, I asked Al if he wanted to take a few calls, and we're going to Bob Chapman, and he said, I love talking to knuckleheads. And, of course, if you want to visit the websites, it's facebook.com/ministry or 13thplanetrecords.com. And, of course, it's Al Jorgensen from his compound. He described it as a Waco compound, minus all the strangeness out in El Paso, Texas. I said, well, it's strangely beautiful in an ugly way. And he said, yeah, it's beautifully creepy. El Paso, it conjures weird feelings when you're there. So does places like Boquias and Big Bend. I mean, it's like right out of a Western, but with all the craziness on top of it. Bob Chapman waiting in the wings. But we have a bunch of calls. I said, do you want to take calls? He said, I love talking to knuckleheads. I said, really? And he said, yeah, let's talk to the knuckleheads. And so let's talk to Jay in Illinois. Quick question or comment, because we got to go here in a minute. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, how's it going, Al? Thanks a lot for having him on today.
It's my home state, you know.
Oh, I've been a huge fan for a long time. I just got a quick question. What's in the works for ministry? And if you don't have anything coming up, I think maybe you should start your own radio show, because this interview is just rocking, man.
Well, I quit ministry and recording and all stuff last year because I was throwing up blood. And then I went to the hospital. Same day as Brett Michaels had his, like, brain aneurysm, I was getting defibrillated in some hospital room because I wound up there dead. And it turned out I had 13 ulcers, and that explains why the last 3 tours I've been puking up blood. And that's why I said I was going to stop recording and all that, because I just wasn't healthy enough to do it. But now, after about a year later, I've been working out. I quit smoking, quit drinking. I quit drugs 10 years ago. And so it looks like I'm all ready to go. My doctor gave me a go-ahead. So never say never.
Oh,
take it easy.
Is that breaking news here? The return of ministry.
That's breaking news, but I don't know if it's the return of ministry. We'll see. I'm just saying that my doctor gave me a clearance that, like, I'm full go for all things apocalyptic and less.
All right. Let's go ahead and go to Joe in Louisiana. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Al, long-time fan here in New Orleans, man. I saw y'all last time when y'all came down here. You put on a great show. I wanted to question. Yeah, you mentioned David Icke, and I've been reading him for a while, and I listen to Alex Jones. One thing I can't seem to understand is they keep on saying that all these Obama administration people are into Zionist Jews, Zionism. I can't find anything where Alan Greenspan and Rahm Emanuel and all these fellows are admitting that they are Zionists. Is this a secret? I mean, how are these being connected? Can y'all help me out with this?
Well, how do they make... Just listen. There's the old, like, 3 words. Follow the money.
Follow the money. All right? And where is our money coming from? Like, why don't we crack down on Saudi Arabia for their human rights practices? Follow the money. Why don't we crack down on Israel for their completely insubordinate stance on having a people have the right to self-govern? Follow the money.
Well, my issue is throughout history, every government is corrupt and out of control, and if the people don't get angry and focused...
But government's out of control. It's the overlords that are out of control.
No, I hear you.
Are just the mouthpieces. So, you know, yeah, great. Okay, good. So the government sides with Israel. Why? Because we have vested interest in that. Not just the government. It's the overlords.
Yeah. Joe, thank you so much for the call. Two quick ones, and we're going to let... Al, get out of here, and I look forward to him coming. He says he'd love to come in studio, so we look forward to it. Dan in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Hey, thanks a lot for having me. Al, you had mentioned, you know, what a farce gold and silver is. Well, I guess I can see that, you know, in a totally wiped out, you know, post-apocalyptic world, you know, where nothing is left. There's no economic system to speak of. But I'm a disabled veteran, and when I got hip to this through Alex's show about a year and a half ago, the real state of the economy, what's really going on, who the money masters are, I started buying gold and silver. They're actually just silver. And because if they decide to just wave their magic wand on August 2nd or something and make all the disabled vets and whoever the hell else is dependent on them, if they decide to wave their magic wand and make us all homeless and hungry, I've got a 3-month supply of food and I got several $1,000s worth of silver that I've accumulated in the last.
Well, let me ask you: if you bought silver a year and a half ago, that was at about 25 or 20. Now it's at 42 right now.
Great, that's great.
My whole deal is. I mean, look, I understand if it is going to be total Armageddon, gold and silver aren't going to matter, and the Bible says they'll throw their, you know, jewels out in the street and beat themselves on the head and try to hide under rocks. My whole issue is I've got faith. I don't think that's the case. Gold and silver aren't perfect, but compared to fiat currencies run by the criminal bankers, it's as good as gold, and it's been great advice, and I stand by it. Now, as for going after Glenn Beck, I actually looked at that with Congressman Weiner. I mean, this is the guy that basically exaggerated and made stuff up about Beck. Some of the deals
and his penis size.
Okay, well, I mean, listen, the issue here is I looked at those gold line deals, and yeah, Midas is a lot better, the sponsor I've got, and but a lot of what Weiner said, it turned out, wasn't true. And so I just think this demonization of gold is because they want to keep you in paper. And Al, all I'm saying is you ought to rethink that, because look, when I started plugging gold, it was 300. Now it's 1,620 something. I think that's pretty good advice. I mean, it's
okay, so you're at a Walmart, post-apocalyptic, and there's riots in the parking lot trying to loot it, and they have the National Guard guarding a Walmart, and you're in there with your one gold coin to buy some canned foods. Do you really think that's going to work? I mean, is this really the solution?
I don't think it's going to the total apocalypse situation, but yes, in a depression, just like my grandfather's, you know, here in Texas, their dads, it was actually my grandmother's dad, and then on the other side. Well, the point is, they didn't turn their gold in when Roosevelt said turn it in for paper.
And that's smart. And you know what else to do? It's smart that you invested in silver and gold, my disabled friend or my war veteran friend. But sell it now and buy batteries, guns, food, and anything else you can if you want to survive in that world, because gold is not going to mean a squatoosh, okay?
Al, I actually agree with you.
Neither are banks.
Al?
Neither are anything. You're on your own, okay?
Al?
So, rise high, I would sell. I would sell at this record high price today.
Uh-huh.
I would sell and buy supply. Okay.
Yeah, Al, I agree with you that first you need water, food, guns, a redoubt, friends. That comes first. But then gold and silver, because we don't. I don't believe there's going to be a total, complete collapse.
Who's going to take it? Who's going to take it? And if they know you have gold, who's going to come to your house and take that gold?
Well, number one, my gold isn't at my house.
Well, you understand what I'm saying. If it's in the bank, that's even worse because they're all going to be shut down. Might as well just keep it in your house.
Well, I don't even have that much to begin with, but the point is, I mainly got silver, but then, boy, has that done well, let me tell you. 8 times what it was, 9 times? The gold's only 4.5.
What's that going to do with the entire...
Because I don't believe it's going to collapse into total Armageddon.
When the monetary system fails, then what do you do?
All right, let's,
so you're stuck with ass gold and silver. What are you going to make, peace?
When the monetary system fails, Al, in the Depression and every other case... The Romans, 1,800 years ago, in one of their collapses, the people that did have the old currency, they became the new wealth. I mean, we've got history.
That's great, except that I don't think that there's going to be a new currency same as the old new currency. That's my premise, okay? Wrong or right. You may be right, I may be wrong. But I'm just saying that I don't think that the new monetary system is going to be the same as the old. Therefore, gold and silver is a scam as much as the money markets, the dollars, or anything.
But they're industrial metals. Copper's going up. Everything is going up because the value of the dollar is going down, Al. That's what we're saying. It's not that you have the gold, and then people say, well, what do you do with it later? You cash it in for whatever the new digital currency is.
Where are you going to cash it in? There's going to be no banks. So where do you cash it in?
The globalists, there's going to be implosions.
The globalists. Who's the globalists?
There's going to be implosions for the globalists, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Queen of England, the Dutch Queen.
Oh, God. Please.
No, that's who owns the Federal Reserve. I mean,
like I said, I agree with about 75% of you, Alex. I really do. I really like your show. But this one, I got to put my foot down. I really don't think there's going to be a monetary system very soon. And that includes gold and silver.
So you believe total, absolute collapse.
People are making money hand over fist right now on that. And look at the price of gold. What is it, $1,700 today? I mean, really? Really? And what's that going to do for you in a Walmart to try and get food?
We predicted it all. We're right. We're not bad because we were right. They're devaluing the currency, Al.
Well, currency is nothing. Currency is nothing. We all know that. And gold and silver, are a safe bet now. But what I'm saying is that's not going to be a safe bet in the future. And while it's at record highs, it might be time to sell and buy your supplies to live. That's all I'm saying.
No, I hope there's not a total collapse. Al, it's been amazing and really interesting, and big fan of your complex music. We really appreciate you joining us, and I look forward to having you back on to have these interesting discussions in the future.
Man, I would even buy gold for that.
Let me say bye to you during the break. Bob Chapman's coming up, and I do look forward to you coming to Austin and seeing you. Again, the founder of Ministry, our guest. You can go to the websites, facebook.com/ministry or 13thplanetrecords.com. Al Jorgensen has been our guest. Bob Chapman coming up. Well, folks, the real interesting radio is going on behind the scenes, and we've got Bob Chapman waiting, and I apologize to Bob. He just always comes on. We got breaking news. Al is our guest, of course, the founder of Ministry, facebook.com/ministry, Al Jorgensen. And we've been talking to his wife during the break, and just really interesting talking to him. He just sprung on me, but he didn't want to plug it on air for some reason. They were inviting me down to their compound for fried chicken down in El Paso, and they were also telling me he's got a country album coming out soon, and he says he's going to send us a copy, so we'll definitely have him on for that. But you said you'd want to come back soon. You didn't even get into the Bushes and their bloodline. So, Al, give us 1 minute on that, and then we'll let you go because you're busy.
Well, George H.W. is not the start of, the CIA as we speak, and funny how when he was vice president, Reagan tried to get assassinated, and it's funny how when Reagan said, there's no way George Bush will be my vice president candidate, He met with the Trilateral Commission, and the next day George Bush was his vice president candidate. And then he gets tried to get assassinated a year later because they just wanted to put Georgie in line. His father was Prescott Bush, senator of Maine and the head of UBS Bank, which funded the entire Nazi war effort. Well, not entirely, because Porsche and Volkswagen and Krupps and a lot of other German companies certainly threw in their share. But
it was the U.S. arm. The
At any rate, we'll go into that next time, but I've got the whole lineage of the Bush family on record, so we'll talk again.
Well, Al, I appreciate you coming on, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Alex, it's been a pleasure, and I'm a big fan, and keep up the good work.
All right, I'll try, and it was great having you on, and I'm a fan of your legendary music as well. Al, take care, and say hi to your wife for me.
You got him. We'll see you in El Paso soon, I hope.
All right, and Austin, too. Thank you. Wow, I tell you, I remember being a teenager in college listening to Ministry, and I still listen to it. And we played his bumper music here sometimes on the show. And just amazing having him on. I apologize to Bob Chapman, the gracious expert, financial expert we have on every Friday. And, of course, Bob has the internationalforecaster.com, the preeminent, thick, twice-a-week newsletter, 40-something pages usually. Total boil down of what really is important in the news. I read it religiously. A lot of it's also some of our news articles and research. Bob, listening to Al from Ministry, he thinks there's going to be a total collapse. So why would you want gold and silver? And I know they're still listening. What would you say to them?
Well, even if there's a total collapse, it's going to have to be some way that people can communicate with one another. Plus, there's the business of living, shelter, food, access to clean, fresh water, and probably gas or something to start fires with. And these are the things that people think about when they think about having problems, breakdowns in society. And so an easy way to get things from one another is to have gold and silver coins and a great variety of them as well. And of course, there's the investment value during the interim period. And so there's plenty to get ready for. And I think that what you had to say, Alex, was perfectly correct. And I'll just add a little bit to it.
Well, Bob, for me, it's really simple. I don't believe there's going to be a total collapse. We are going to be in a long-term globalist post-industrial depression that will never end as they make us wards of the state unless we beat them. But I know we're going to beat them, and they have psychically wounded the world with the fake Christian end of the world stuff that's government financed, Rockefeller financed on record, World Council of Churches, and with the 2012 tailored for atheists, agnostics, and New Agers. And, of course, things are imploding on 2012. They've always planned to do it that way. I don't think it's an asteroid. This is their move to implode the global economy. And the RAND Corporation said 12 years ago, get rid of posse comitatus. We're going to need it through the economic implosion that they designed.
And that's all correct. And we're in the middle of it right now. And how long it will last, nobody knows. You could be right. It could last for years and years. But I do know that they're facing some very difficult problems. And if they can't overcome them and they continue to get exposed as to what they're up to and what their end game is, then by the time they get there, the people aren't going to buy it.
Well, you know, the issue is I am going to the globalists, we have unlimited resources. Humanity has developed so many technologies that they've shelved, and they admit in their own documents they are purposefully cutting off the resources to the globe. They are purposefully blocking people getting solar power at their homes. They are purposefully getting us in a Jorgensen on for an hour and a half, Friday special here, and I didn't know what to expect from that. Ended up getting in contact with him through a little bird here in Austin, and that was a fun interview. That guy has seen a lot of things. We didn't even get into one-tenth of his exploits, But, you know, it's important to have guests on like that from time to time, because it then also reaches out to an even wider audience. And, of course, that's why he came on this broadcast as well. Now, Bob Chapman was formerly in military intelligence, of course, fighting the Russians. Then over the years, he became the biggest private silver and gold broker in the world. Then, he, of course, he had the largest, most successful newsletter. A lot of folks claim that, but you can go back to the history he did. He helped publish, of course, the seminal book that, I don't know, I think it was like 6-7 million copies out there, None Dare Call a Conspiracy with Gary Allen. He published the Gary Allen Report. Just want you to know the great work of Bob Chapman, and he's been forced, of course, due to harassment and things, to take himself out of the United States to live to fight another day. And he joins us now. Bob, I want to get into the economy, but Paul Watson's listening right now because he's going to do an article. So is Aaron. And they want me to decipher this. This happens a lot. You know, the guys bring me research, but then when I've researched something, I kind of call them or write out notes, and then they do the research to confirm everything I've said and do an article. But I've got some big breaking news here that, quite frankly, I couldn't even really think during the last few interviews with Dillingpole and Jorgensen, because I was so upset by this, what I've learned, what the ATF is doing. I mean, this is such hardcore tyranny. And so in about 5 minutes, I'm going to get into this report, Bob, and then get your take on it. But we're multitasking here on air because Watson's waiting right now, and so is Aaron, for this breakdown. And then I want you to add to it. Of course, you will see just as much as I see, or even more, and we'll glean the key to it that's hidden in plain view that no one in the mainstream media is putting out via deception. But the ATF is we knew about this quietly going on a year ago by word of mouth. They were just ordering it. Then it came out July 11th. They were doing it in the Associated Press. And then now we've got the letters that went out after the AP article on July 12th, July 11th, when they first put it out. And we have the aftermath. When you buy guns now, the ATF is visiting your house as a form of intimidation against lawful behavior. But that's not even the issue. I mean, it's big, but it pales next to them doing this outside of law. They're just doing it. It's called authoritarianism, dictatorial tyranny. But Bob, I'm going to try to just shut up for 5 minutes, break down the debt ceiling, the economy, what's really going on. Ron Paul says the Republican plan will destroy us. The Obama plan will destroy us. And they create this false debate where people pick a side when they're bought and paid for by the same people. So, Bob, you've got the floor. Please give us an economic breakdown.
Well, I think to summate the whole thing, you have within the Republican ranks the Tea Party people who were elected, some 87 of them, and they're pulling in one direction, saying, well, we want long-term solutions, and we want certain things in the language of legislation. On the other side, you have the Democrats on the left who back the president, but there's one issue that most of them don't back him on. And this is very interesting, and I don't think many people caught on to this. You know, they could have voted on this, and it could have gone through with some cuts. I mean, they went from $9 trillion for 10 years down to 1.7. It's ridiculous. It's not even a bill. But what's behind this is the most important thing they want to accomplish. And if they can't get that accomplished in the next few days, there will be an extension, and they can legally make an extension. And what they're after here is cutting Social Security and Medicare. This is what they're after. They'll start off by doing that, and then they will increase the reductions in those two areas. That means older people, and probably 70, 75, 80% of them live on Social Security. And if they're cutting it back, we have inflation at the same time, which is now running 10.6%, and it's going to get lots worse. They're going to be in a position, those retirees, where they just can't eat, and that's going to affect their health. Now, on the other side of that, we have the Medicare issue. And not only are they going to cut back, but they're going to have their death panels as well. So you don't eat, you get sick, they take a look at you, you're 82 years old, they think you maybe you'll live another 4 years, and it's going to cost them $500,000 a year. They're not going to treat you. They're going to say, you got to go home and try to take the best care of you, yourself you can, because we don't have the money to treat you.
And once the public is sold on that idea, we then go into the British phase where they go, no cataract surgery, no knee surgery. You pay your whole life into a national health service and they ration it. It is eugenics. And I read the article in the first hour where they're not even doing basic medical care. Yeah, that tumor is 100% operable. Die. Just go home and die. But it's 100% operable. But if you wait 6 months, I'm going to die. Sorry, go die. I mean, it's so cold-blooded. Imagine the government running our health care. I'm sorry, Bob. Go ahead.
Well, you're right, Alex. And I want to impress upon the people that the people who today are 55 or older, they're going to get rid of you as quickly as possible to save money. And then during the interim, when they're cutting all this money out, a good part of it will go to the military-industrial complex so that we can have more wars, which will get people's minds thinking in a different direction, as well as great profits for these companies. And also, they will continue to cut back in the availability of medicines. I mean, we've seen a lot of reports just in the last few months where hospitals can't get this, that, and the other thing. And sometimes it's because they don't have the money to pay for the things. Outside the country, Greece is a good example. They own millions, and they can't get any more drugs and things that they need to save people's lives. And so this is where they're headed. They're going to use the money someplace else. They're going to cut back, and they're going to get rid of people. And so this is what this is all about, and they want to make that part of the package.
And then the Republicans have a debate with Obama when there's not much real difference in the plan, so people think that's the only choices. Instead of writing off the $1.5 quadrillion, getting back to Congress controlling the currency, slashing taxes across the board, raising interest rates, we'd be boomtown. I mean, the globalists admit in document after document, as you know, Bob, their problem is keeping economies slow, consolidating them. They're waging war against the engine of wealth that is liberty.
Absolutely, and you couldn't have put it any better. And so, for those of you who didn't know, that's what they're up to. And the debt extension is ex post facto. They're going to do that. But when they get what they want, and they may not get what they want, because everybody in the Beltway knows what they're up to. And the fellows who are conservative to right-wing, you might call them Tea Party people, they're not going to put up with that. And the leftists are going to say, hey, wait a minute. You know, my constituency, three-quarters of the people are on Social Security and Medicare. You've got to be kidding me. I can't vote for that. And so they're at loggerheads here, and this is what's holding everything up, and they're not going to tell you about it, certainly not the media, which they control. And that's what the game is all about. In fact, the interpretation of this is so widespread in differences, it's surprising. Right now, gold and silver are up as a reflection of there's not going to be a deal. And the gold and silver shares are down because the traders think in the shares, that there is going to be a deal. And it just shows you how confused these people are.
Bob, what does it signify that in the middle of the summer, you've been in this business 50 years, but in the middle of the summer, that's very rare to have gold and silver spiking. I would guess, correct me if I'm wrong, it'll probably go up a little bit more, then go down a little, but then we're going to see 2,000. I mean, a couple years ago, you said $2,000 gold is easy in the next 2-3 years. People laughed at it. Now it's happened. You predicted with total precision 3-4 months ago, you said they're saying no QE3, baloney, they're already doing it quietly with monetization. And now he said, yes, we're going to probably do QE3. I mean, you really are the most on-target person that we interview. So where do you see gold going?
If you look at the base that was formed in silver being the leader of the pack right now, you will see it tested 8 times, the $32.50 to $36 level. Now, normally, and gold tested and held as well. Now, normally, if a cat tests 2 or 3 times, it's terrific. 4 times, unusual. 8 times, very seldom. And if you look back in history about the formations of support, you will find that is usually followed by an increase of 100 to 150% in gold and silver. So it's as simple as that. So 16 to 3,200 an ounce, and 35 and 35 are 70. And that's where they're going on the short term. And that's why, one of the reasons why we're having a spiking in gold and silver unusual seasonally in the summer. Number two, the other reasons are gold is real money and people have realized it and they are abandoning other currencies. The only exception is Swiss franc. They look at Europe, it's a dog's breakfast. They look at the United States, it's a disaster. Who would want to hold those currencies? And the rest of the world just follows. So you have gold replacing the dollar as a world reserve currency. It's been going on for 2.5-3 years. Number three is inflation, 10.6%. That's the result of QE1 and stimulus one. Next year, we'll get the result of stimulus two and QE2. That'll take us up to 25 or 30%. And if we get a good, strong QE3 of $2.3 trillion, which I think we will, then we're looking at 50%.
Well, what about with Cook numbers? They're claiming that growth is 1.8. When you add in real inflation, am I correct to say that's a negative economy growth of 8%, or is it 6?
Well, first of all, you can use inflation and back out of it. And by doing that, you're saying of that 1.8% was caused by inflation. So we get 0. But we just had about $1.8 trillion that we know of that was pumped in the economy by the Fed and by the legislature, $862 billion.
And let me correct that.
So if we hadn't had that, where would it be? It'd be minus 5%.
Okay.
So your point is well taken.
Yeah, and earlier today they were saying 1.8. Now the government's adjusted to 1.3. And, of course, they claim unemployment's at 10% or lower when mainline outfits say 22, 23%, California 30%. Now, listen, here's the deal. Earlier, out of the gates, Al said, look, I'm a big fan, but I think the end of the world's basically coming, and this gold thing's dumb, and I think you ought to sell it. And I said, okay, come on air and say that, because I know he's listening, too, and he's not a bad guy. I want to explain this to people. Look, we said buy gold when it was 300, and it's 1,600 and something. We said buy silver when it was 5, it's 40-something. Listen, it's a law of economics throughout 6,000 years of recorded history that when governments hyperinflate the currencies, commodities explode, namely gold and silver. So, again, they can manipulate things down in short term. They can always give gold or silver a haircut, but it always races back up. I wish that I could say, folks, dump your gold and silver because they're bringing back good monetary policy, because I'd rather have an economy and be in a good position. We're saying gold and silver because we're in a desperate situation and because it's been engineered and it's not a panacea, but it's the best thing out there. If your ship's going under and you've just got some broken planks to get on, that's what you've got. It's not another ocean liner to jump on, but it's not perfect. And yeah, the government could try to come take it. The government, it's like saying, don't have kids. The CPS might try to come take them. Don't sail across on the Mayflower. Your kids may die when they get to Plymouth Rock. Well, yeah, half of them did die. You know what? I'm a Texan. I'm an American. I'm a trailblazer. My ancestors were super hardcore, get it done people. And I'm a shadow of who they are growing up in this slob society. But let me tell you, I've still got the inklings of greatness in me, and so does everybody else listening. And so stop thinking it's all over. Stop talking about blowing your head off. Stop talking about giving up. It's exciting. We've become blubber creatures because we've had it too easy. This is part of the cycle. It's going to be fun. Make it fun. If they strike me down, it's fun. It's fun to be real. It's fun to have fire. It's fun to be have it burning in your mind, the fires of liberty. Now I got to get to this ATF thing. We'll obviously go into overdrive. And Paul Watson standing by, and so's Aaron, for me to give them the breakdown of this. And again, they're smart as I am or smarter. But on this, they've asked me for a breakdown to do the article. So I'll give you the breakdown. But the of why this is so huge with the ATF. Okay, because but I want to bring Ted Anderson up here. If you believe in what we're doing, you should buy gold and silver from Midas Resources. Plus, I don't know what's Ted's silver deal. The brokers, who were great guys, all they're doing is taking calls for this deal, and Ted's actually losing money on it. Two silver dollars, a book that retails for $19.95, a film that retails for $9.95, a film, a book, two silver dollars, and free shipping for $85. That is losing money as a loss leader because Ted wants to get the word. I happen to know Ted behind the scenes is financing every type of libertarian organization, spending all his money, literally obsessed with these issues. We're true believers. Now, I wish you'd call up and buy the other gold and silver deals where Ted makes 3-4%, because, hey, you know, that's the thing. Is that we are free market people. And if you believe in what we're doing, buy my books, buy my videos, buy them all. But I'll tell you, with these deals Ted's offering, there is no profit. And quite frankly, the brokers are sick of taking half their phone calls for these deals where they can't actually try to make some money. And it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Ted buys gold and silver when they manipulate it down, knowing it's going to race right back up. He's busy now having to buy it out into the future 6 months because it's so hard to get. And then he's competitive, now the fifth biggest gold and silver broker in the U.S. from nowhere, you know, 30 years ago, because he's competitive and he sells it to you when it's high at the old low price. That's how Ted makes his little profit. You add his 2, 3, 4, 5% of profit on it. When the market's up, if he was buying it now, he'd be losing money. This is a tiny margin business, and it finances Genesis. It finances what we do. And quite frankly, it doesn't finance much these days because he didn't make that much money. Even though he's selling tens of millions of dollars of gold, he doesn't make a very big profit. So you need to give Ted Anderson a call at 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Tell him I want the radio specials. In fact, there's no point with Ted sitting there to even go to him now because I got to come back with the ATF news with Bob Chapman, and this is the big one. But the point is, I love it when I get attacked for promoting gold. You know, we got a new employee in there that told me a few years ago he bought gold and silver, and that's the only reason he's afloat financially, because it went up so much in price. I'm proud of pitching gold. I'm proud of the deals Midas Resources. You know, we predicted everything. We told you the bailout was a robbery. We told you the economy would further implode. It's all designed. We have all their documents. They've done it over and over again in other countries. I'm watching these criminals do this stuff, and it never ceases to amaze me that when you're right about stuff, that's when you're bad. When you're wrong, that's when you're good. But with Bob Chapman, the main radio show is going to end in 5 minutes, but we're going into prisonplanet.tv and internet stream overdrive into the next hour with Bob, if you can do it. I haven't even asked him yet. I got so upset by this ATF news that I got before the show today that I haven't even eaten today. And I've been up since 6 a.m. And I just got a splitting headache, real. And I went, oh, I haven't eaten yet. I cut myself shaving, folks, and I don't even, you know, cover it up when I go on TV. I mean, the point is that I am beyond all this side garbage. And the news I got is so lawless, so evil. Let me just ask Bob before I get to this news and get his take on it. Bob, can you stay 20 minutes the next hour?
Yes.
Okay, good, because I got you on late. Okay. Here's the deal. Okay. Let me just dig out this news item here, and I'm looking for my Associated Press article dealing with it. ATF to require gun buyer information on border. Oh, on the border. That sounds reasonable when you read the headline. No, this is from Texas all the way through to California, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico. No law. They're just ordering gun shops, if someone buys two or more guns, to report on them. Now, this was secretly going on a year ago, and we told people. Now they had, and then in July, Obama announced. And these are the issues. I'm looking for my notes that I wrote on this. Here it is. This is so big I can hardly talk. And it just happens, and it's like it's no big deal for everybody. Outside of law, they make a secret rule last year and start ordering people to call the ATF. Folks, they're already doing an instant check. They already know how many guns they're buying. They already do a background check with the FBI when you're there. They check your driver's license, everything. It's already registration. Why then do they do this? Because it's about setting the precedent. To be able to have the ATF set the precedent and Congress do nothing. What did Obama say last year and this year? He said, don't worry to his base. I'm not going to do it through Congress. I'm going to do it, quote, by stealth. So watch and look that up. Obama to go after guns by stealth. That's all over the news. This is it. Now he's talking about an executive order to put you on a no gun buy list. And he's going to do that in the next few weeks, reportedly, where they just signs an executive order and says what Rahm Emanuel called 4 years ago. That we're going to put you on a no gun buy list if we feel like it. No judge, no jury, no reason why you got on, can't find out why you got on. So this is the start of this. They're like, okay, we're going to order gun dealers to do something that's pointless, except that it makes them basically informants, indentured servants. Like they're a crack dealer, and the cops say, we're not going to bust you, Bill, or John, or whatever your name is, but you have to start informing on people. So they're treating them like criminals. In this secret police thing, it's a secret police where they show up and they tell them, you've got to start reporting on people. Now, here's the big news. I've confirmed for multiple gun dealers and people in this office that when you, it's happening to Austinites, that when you buy two rifles, which a lot of people do when you go to the gun shop, I've done it, I bought 3-4 guns before. I'm treated like a criminal now. The ATF comes to your house and demands to be let in without a warrant and starts intimidating you and asking you if you're a terrorist. And it looks like they're doing it to libertarians and conservatives. It's not the illegal aliens. They ship the guns. And that's the bigger issue. They, the government, ship the guns to the illegals to then blame the Second Amendment. We told you about this over a year ago, and now it's confirmed. So they've got a lot of chutzpah. Now, they're harassing gun owners and treating them like criminals. They're operating outside of law. This is gun control by stealth, outside the law. We're going to come back and get Bob's take on this. But this, and I. All right, 20 minutes of overdrive with Bob Chapman. If you just joined us, I'm going to continue breaking this down. But it's par for the course. And what is the headline at the Drudge Report? I have a secret plan on the debt ceiling. Well, they've already told us it's 14th Amendment Reconstruction powers, but not against the states. It's presidential dictatorship of Ulysses S. Grant against the Congress, launching wars without Congress, carbon taxes without Congress, gun control without Congress, without law. And then gun rights groups are like, well, yeah, the ATF says now we got to do this. It's about training you to do what they say. And I'm going to read the letter that's never been seen. It's going to be published at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com from an Austin gun dealer. And again, the bigger story here is not even that they're doing this outside law. They're coming and harassing and treating like criminals people that go through the instant check and go through the already unconstitutional garbage. Bob, am I right to be completely freaked out by this?
Oh, absolutely. And it's happening in many fields, as you pointed out. It's the abrogation of the Constitution. And I was watching Judge Napolitano the other day, and he said that the ability of the president to use executive order to extend the debt commitment of the government is totally unconstitutional. And so we have one unconstitutional act after another. And everybody in Congress just stands there and does nothing, with the exception of a handful of people. And the reason why is they've all been paid off. They've sold us out. It's dreadful. And it's going to continue. You know, I can remember the first run-on I had with ATF, and it wasn't with me. What they were doing was going around and trying to find people who knew me so that they could threaten them to spy on me. Now, we're talking 1960s, 1970s, and they even went so far, a friend of mine who is now deceased, who is a was a gun dealer and a gunsmith, etc. They went into the store he had in Glendale, California, two of them from the ATF, and told him he was to spy on me. And he was older at that time and had that steel armor in his mind as well as his body. And he said, I'll tell you what, this is the last guy in the world that you want to, that I would want to spy on. And he's a friend of mine. He said, if I were you guys, I would get out of here and go try to pursue something else because there's nothing that he's doing that's wrong. Well, he never saw them again. But the point is this. This has been going on for years.
And you, as usual, cut directly to the issue. If you study criminal investigations and things and how intelligence agencies operate, they are now outside of law with this government order from Obama without law saying we're going to start going and demanding that secret forms be filled out on all your customers. And if they go along with this, it's going to be more and more. This is how they operate. And this is turning them all into confidential informants to act like gun purchases are illegal when they already know exactly what guns people are getting and how many through the FBI NICS. It's about saying we do things outside Congress. As Obama said, we're going to get the guns by stealth. And they're doing it and they're testing and they will. They've announced they're going to announce an executive order. And the gun grabbers have bragged it's going to be a no-gun buy list, just like the no-fly list that the chief of staff, Emanuel, said they would do. They're doing it. And they're terrorists that ship the guns into Mexico that have killed 3 Border Patrol and 5 cops, at least, and countless citizens, to then blame it on the Second Amendment. And even when they get caught, they go ahead with it, Bob. That's the issues.
And then when they put me on that list and I can't buy any guns, I know where to get them. I'll go to the narcotraficantes down in Mexico and they can sell them to me because they got them from the BATF in the first place.
It's unbelievable. Bob, stay there. Stay there. I want to get more into the economy, but finish up with this ATF on the other side. The ATF without a law is going in and muscling and threatening gun dealers to do things they tell them. And you got a mafia gun-grabbing creature, Obama.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
When you go up to PrisonPlanet.tv, where we've been streaming the live radio show today in video living color, you'll notice there were 2 shows yesterday, not just the 3-hour, 30-minute radio show, but also a 2-hour TV show, an InfoWars special report, not the news show, but a roundtable discussion with Mike Adams of Natural News and, of course, Sheriff Richard Mack. And that's an example of things to come and what we're doing. I'm normal. It's normal when you've studied history, when the government is announcing, yeah, we're going to start censoring the internet anytime we want. Yeah, we're going to make ISP store all the data on you and give it to us without warrants. That's going through the House of Representatives. Yeah, we're going to go into more debt to foreign banks. Yeah, we're going to steal the pension funds. Yeah, we're going to raise the taxes and cut the services. Yeah, we're going to have the ATF ship guns into Mexico, publicly blame the Second Amendment, and then have them outside of law make under a federal order. In fact, give me a document cam shot, please, on this right now for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. It's about to go up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They say, we are now ordering. Now, remember, they tried this last year without even having an order. They just said, you will report to us. Here's where you do it when somebody buys 2 or more rifles. Again, you're already having your background checked. You're not a criminal. They don't have any other law. Even though Congress passed an unconstitutional law, again, let me have a close shot here. Even though Congress passed an unconstitutional law, the point is it's the law. But they don't have a law on this front. So, giving you a document cam shot of this article, we can zoom in a little bit more, please. U.S. Department of Justice, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, Washington, D.C., ATF.gov, Dear Federal Firearms Licensee. A license is an authorization to do something that would be illegal. This is the 68 Gun Control Act. To assist its efforts in investigating and combating the illegal movement of firearms along and across the southwest border, ATF is requesting licensed dealers and pawnbrokers in Arizona, California, New Mexico, and Texas to submit records, information concerning multiple sales of certain rifles. Okay, let me read that again. We're going to go to Bob. To assist in its efforts investigating, investigate yourself. You shipped them there. Tens of thousands. And combating the illegal movement of firearms across the southwest border, ATF is requiring, there's no law, they're just ordering you, licensed dealers and pawnbrokers in Arizona, California, New Mexico, and Texas. And if this stands, if Congress doesn't stop these criminals, who should all be in jail right now for doing this and perjuring themselves and being caught, then the sky's the limit. That's what this is. They already know the guns. They already know who got what. They just aren't seeing, hey, we're an outside law tell you to do something. That's how tyrants test you. Is requiring licensed dealers and pawnbrokers in Arizona, California, New Mexico, and Texas to submit records information concerning multiple sales of certain rifles. And see, they need that call to open the investigation to use that as the probable reason to come harass you at your house or business. They're doing it if you buy ammo now. ATF has the authority to issue the letter to collect such record information from federal firearms licensees, FFLs. Now listen, ATF has the authority to issue the letter to collect the record information from federal firearms licensees under 18 USC 93G5, and the authority has been delegated by the ATF acting director of the Chief of National Tracing Center. And it turns out that does not give them the authority to order someone as an indentured servant. The law says an instant check. The Supreme Court ruled on that in Mack versus U.S. You must submit to, this is just a total lie, a total fraud. You must submit to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives reports of multiple sales or other dispositions. That means whatever they come and tell you. Anything they tell you. See, it has that little caveat. Report anything we say, you work for us now. Or other dispositions whenever, at one time or during any five consecutive business days, you sell or otherwise dispose of two or more semi-automatic rifles capable of accepting a detachable magazine and with a caliber greater than .22. Including .223, 5.56 caliber, to an unlicensed person. You are required to report all such sales that occur on or after August. You know where the criminals get them? They break into your house to get them. By August 14, 2011. Now, this has already been going on, even though this says it kicks in later. And here's the big news. They are going to the houses of people and demanding without warrants to be let in to see the guns. These people are all too scared to talk about it. And harassing them and getting them in their face. You must continue reporting multiple sales for the rifles subject to this demand letter until we provide a written notice to stop. Just do what we say. You work for us now. So this means licensed gun dealers now work for the government. This is indentured servitude. Read the Declaration of Independence. You are now an enforcer for them. You're now deputy dog of the dirty ATF. The required information must be submitted on ATF Form 3310.12, report of multiple sale or other disposition of certain rifles, no later than the close of business on the day the multiple sale or other disposition takes place. And then they tell them in private, don't tell people we're having you do this either. Just like they told folks, sell the guns to who we're sending to get them, and don't say anything, and we're going to videotape it. And it was their agent coming to get it anyways. And they have a form you got to fill out. Be advised, in addition to the record information required by this letter, licensees remain obliged to submit reports of multiple sales of other dispositions when the licensee sells or otherwise disposes of pistols or revolvers or any combination thereof. Oh, see, the news is saying high-powered rifles, really, .22 above, and now it's pistols and revolvers. That's other big news. That's not in the AP article. This is basically all guns. Bob Chapman, again, I'm hyperventilating here because they're harassing the gun owners, ATF harassing gun owners that buy two or more guns, handguns, rifles, you name it. There's no law. They give a fake code. Gun control by stealth, outside the law. And you can, we can find the articles where they were already doing this last year, quote, ordering them. It was like ATF orders the headline, gun dealers report, people buying more than one gun, I think was the headline. I mean, Bob, they can just do whatever they want under this, and this signals the implementation by stealth that Obama said to his gun grabbers, don't worry, I'm going to do this outside Congress. What should be done about this, Bob Chapman?
Well, first of all, they're looking at all weapons, but particularly, I think, what they call assault weapons. That's why that 5.56 millimeters is mentioned there. The only thing you can do is go to your congressman and senator and tell them that you don't want this sort of thing to happen. It's wrong. It's illegal. And do something about it.
Well, it allows them to open criminal investigations on people that have done nothing wrong. I mean, this is a witch hunt.
And it's happening in many phases of government. It's the evolutionary process that leads to dictatorial government. And that's really what we've got. I mean, the president and even Congress looks the other way. The president does all sorts of things that are illegal. But nobody seems to care in Congress. We have to make them care. How about the 87 people who just got elected by the Tea Party, so to speak? Why don't we push them to stop this? I'm sure, first of all, they probably don't even know about it, and it's up to you to tell them about it. In fact, I would draft a letter in three or four lines. The ATF is doing this. It's illegal. I want it stopped.
Well, here's the deal. The angle here is Obama's stealth gun control goes live. Gun purchasers harassed or witch hunt. Obama launches witch hunt against U.S. gun owners. Begins visiting homes of people that buy two or more rifles or handguns, and then just point out that they were already ordering this last year, so now they've issued a letter. This is total stealth, and they're going into gun shops. They're going into gun shows where it's mainly licensed dealers. We have private sellers who are allowed to sell, you know, the guns they've got. And the people show their ID, everything. It's an illegal alien. It's fake. The ATF sends them in, and then they send grandpas to jail. I mean, we are witnessing their stealth assault. And then remember, Bob, these are the people, as you said, caught shipping the guns in and then lying to Congress. I mean, where is the attorney general getting in trouble? Where are they? They've been caught lying, Bob. Their own agents blew the whistle.
It goes on all day, every day. They just don't care. And if you can't work it through Congress sooner or later, someone's going to come to one house and they demand to go in, and someone's going to say no, and there's going to be a confrontation, and there's going to be some dead ATF people. That's what is going to happen, and it's going to spread.
Well, you know, I've tried to be peaceful about this, and we want to have things be peaceful, but this is what kicked off Lexington and Concord. This is what started the Republic. They put up with so much abuse, but at the end of the day, they said, you're not taking my guns, Redcoats. And the Redcoats shot a bunch of people and turned them into martyrs, and it was on. And it's a good sign that a lot of ATF people are blowing the whistle now. They realize this is getting, we got a scumbag president criminal raping the country outside of law, shipping guns to Mexico and using it to come after our guns. And it's time for the ATF agents to come out with their union and say, we're not doing this anymore. We're not criminals. It's time to say no to Hitler. It's time to say, Bob, do you agree it's time to start saying no?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we can go through Congress, and if they don't do anything, it's going to degenerate. And anybody in law enforcement will tell you that. And they certainly don't want to be on that end of it. And if I was an ATF employee, I certainly wouldn't want to be there now, because sooner or later, they're going to try to go into homes and they're going to get killed.
Well, Bob, you know how many veterans there are that don't care about living and who have totally committed that they're going to go out in a blaze of glory if people try to take their guns, and that's going to be called the terrorism. This has all been planned. Let's not allow this clash between the police and military and the people. Bob, God bless you. We'll see you back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. on the Sunday transmission. Thank you so much.